Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The Brown University shooting suspect has been found dead. The body of former Brown student Claudio Neves Valente was found in a storage unit in Salem, New Hampshire. Providence, Rhode Island Mayor Brett Smiley.
Over the past 5 days, minutes have felt like hours. But the people of Providence have done what we're best at. We've leaned on one another, come together, and supported one another, and showed the nation what a tight-knit community looks like.
The suspect has also been linked to the killing of an MIT professor in Brookline, Massachusetts, a couple of days after the Brown shootings. The NASCAR world is in shock at word of a plane crash that claimed the lives of retired driver Greg Biffle and his family.
NASCAR said that Biffle was a beloved member of the NASCAR community, adding, quote, his passion for racing, his integrity, and his commitment to fans and fellow competitors alike made a lasting impact on the sport. North Carolina Congressman Richard Hudson posted on X, I'm devastated by the loss of Greg, Christina, and their children, and my heart is with all who love them. He added, they were friends who lived their lives focused on helping others.
Correspondent Ken Lorman says a Cessna business jet crashed at Statesville Regional Airport north of Charlotte. The Department of Health and Human Services has unveiled a series of regulatory actions effectively banning so-called gender-affirming care for minors. The Kennedy Center Board has voted to rename America's Cultural Center the Trump Kennedy Center, and yes, Democrats are outraged. Wisconsin Judge Hannah Dugan has been convicted of felony obstruction for helping an illegal immigrant evade ICE agents, could get 5 years in prison, although her lawyers vow to appeal. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 39 points, NASDAQ futures 114 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Some areas are still getting the heavy rain that went through overnight, mostly now on the eastern shore, down around the Bay Bridge and over on the eastern shore. That's where the heavy rain is there. Then there's another line of heavy rain out to the west in Frederick Hagerstown there. Keeping an eye on that as that comes forward. Already some slowing here. Not sure what the problem is, but 895 southbound is backing up, going into the tunnel. Very slow. May have been a broken down vehicle. I can't tell for sure from the camera if they blocked off a lane or not, but it's really backed up already back to the O'Donnell Street ramp. 95 next door is clear right now at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are starting the day off with some rain and some downpours along with some gusty winds. Temperatures begin in the mild upper 50s, but winds pick up and gust up to 50, 55 miles an hour today. And that ushers in much colder air by tonight, bringing us back into the mid-20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
50 degrees in Boley's Quarters, 51 in Randallstown. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Senate President Bill Ferguson says the governor's redistricting advisory commission recommendation to redraw the state's congressional map is irresponsible. The commission made the decision on Thursday before a scheduled meeting, and Ferguson says clearly the commission's work was predetermined from the moment the GRAC was announced. The Democrat also says the commission lacks transparency, since the oral and written testimony it's received shows Marylanders overwhelmingly opposed redrawing the maps before the 2026 election. The commission says the maps will be made public after Christmas, and members will hold two additional public meetings to gather feedback. And Angela Alsobrooks, who chairs the Governor's Redistricting Advisory Commission, has issued a statement on the panel's decision to recommend new congressional maps. Alsobrooks says at a moment when other states are moving aggressively to redraw maps, Maryland cannot afford to sit on the sidelines. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick 3 was 796, the pick 4, 2985. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
A pension is everything in retirement. A game changer, as they say.
Touchdown!
Why? Because a pension guarantees your income for the rest of your life, no matter what happens or how long you live. All of your bills, all of your monthly expenses covered. That's the difference between people who truly enjoy retirement and those that stress and worry about what's happening in the world. Now, I know what you're thinking. I never worked for the government, and my company never offered me a pension. Well, good news. I'm talking about private pensions called annuities, and anyone over the age of 60 is eligible.
Incredible!
We can quickly and easily tell you exactly what your guaranteed lifetime monthly income will be with just a simple phone call. Imagine the peace of mind that comes with a guaranteed paycheck every single month for the rest of your life.
Mega win!
Find out your guaranteed lifetime monthly income. There's no obligation. Call Adam Waske, 877-817-2338. That's 877-817-2338.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
This 605 Sports Report is brought to you by the Comfort Guys, Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Good morning, sports fans. Jack Gilden here, sitting in for Gary Stein. Gary will return on Monday. Last night, on Thursday Night Football, a heavyweight matchup for supremacy of the NFC West, and the Rams and Seahawks with identical 11-3 records didn't disappoint. Thanks in part to two Sam Darnold interceptions, the Rams led the Seahawks by 16 points. But in the end, it was Darnold who had the last laugh. After a special teams touchdown by Rashid Shaheed, Darnold had the ice water pumping. He threw a touchdown with time ticking off the clock, and then another in overtime. If that wasn't enough pressure, he hit tight end Eric Saubert for the two-point conversion and the victory. That wasn't the Rams' only big loss of the day. They also got trounced in the field of public relations when their wide receiver Puka Nacua appeared on a live stream performing an anti-Semitic gesture, hunching himself over and rubbing his hands together as a symbol of Jewish greed. When the inevitable uproar arrived, Nacua pleaded ignorance and he apologized. So did the Rams and so did the NFL. But the bigger statement came later when Nacua skated without a suspension and incredibly was allowed to play in last night's big game against the Seahawks. And apparently, karma is a hoax. Nacua had a huge night last night, making 12 big receptions for a whopping 225 yards. Anti-Semitism is a growing problem in the league. Earlier this month, football legends Chad Johnson and Shannon Sharp declared on their popular podcast that Jews are the most powerful community in the world, and they said, Jews own everything. Who knew that running down a field also made you a world-class sociologist? When we come back in 30 minutes, a Romeo with a whistle. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore. No,
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is Friday, December the 19th, 2025. Just 6 days to go until Christmas Day is here. Coming up in the program this morning, the Maryland Transportation Authority revealing the cost to replace the Bay Bridge. And it's a tad expensive, as you might imagine. The Health and Human Services announced they're cracking down on the minor mutilations called gender-affirming surgeries. Thank goodness. But a top story here today, a suspect has been named in both the Brown University and MIT professor murders. That suspect named and then found dead at a storage unit in New Hampshire. Finally, we get the identity and the person who caused this, and it did not appear to be related to Islamic fundamentalism, but it may be some kind of revenge motive. We don't have the motive as of yet. Here is the Providence Police Chief, Oscar Perez.
Claudio Neves Valenti, date of birth, and he was a 48-year-old man. He was a Brown student. He was a Portuguese national, and his last known address was in Miami, Florida. And I will tell you that he took his own life.
Yeah, and, you know, many were speculating that right after Brown, about 50 miles away in Amherst, Massachusetts, this MIT professor by the name of Nuno Loureiro, he's a nuclear science and engineering professor, he was shot multiple times, according to police. And so there is a connection there. We'll get to that in just a second. But the Rhode Island Attorney General, Peter Norona, saying that the firearms that were used to kill the Brown University students and the MIT professor were used to take his own life.
Those firearms were found at the deceased body, not in a car. So he killed himself inside the storage unit, and the firearms were found at his in the area of his thigh and in the area of his feet.
Brown President Christine Paxson said that the suspect, Claudio Neves Valente, was once a student and then a grad student at Brown University.
Claudio Manuel Neves Valente was enrolled at Brown from the fall of 2000 to the spring of 2001. He was admitted to Brown's graduate school to study in the Masters of Science PhD program in physics, beginning on September 1st, 2000.
I understand he got in on a diversity lottery. You know, that's how he got into the United States. And so I don't know if he ever became a citizen or was here. We're still looking into that. But FBI Special Agent in Charge Ted Dock says there was a connection to the MIT professor that was murdered.
It is believed that in Lisbon that those two individuals attended the same university in Portugal.
Again, so back when he was led into this country, we don't know what kind of vetting was being done at that point. So this is they're not always sending the best. They're not always bringing in the best in these diversity lotteries. And clearly, this guy had an axe to grind as he apparently attended school, was in that very same hall that he gunned down a bunch of students just last week. And, of course, then went on to murder the MIT professor, who he did know, and they did attend the same university in Lisbon, Portugal. 613 traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, old Whiskey Nuts, is back again.
Where do you see this next line of rain coming?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. It looks like the Poseidon Adventure radar. Remember how red it was?
Oh, yeah.
That's what this looks like. And it's from southern Pennsylvania through Hagerstown, Frederick, and it's going down almost into D.C., and it's working its way east. So we had all that stuff overnight. Now, all that heavy rain now is just off the coastline at Dover going out to the Atlantic, but they're still getting rain on the eastern shore and down towards Ocean City, and some of that rain was heavy, left a lot of debris on the roadway. A little break now, but it's going to be hitting again here somewhere, and I'm not sure if it's going to be maybe in the next hour or so. We'll keep an eye on that. Right now, the concern is what's going on here at the Old Harbor Tunnel, and it's just crawling, and it's just trickling into the tunnel, and I'm looking at the camera down at the Toll Plaza, which is on the south side, and traffic is coming out, but one or two cars at a time. So obviously there's something in the tunnel on 895 southbound, and very quickly, as you might expect, we start to back up towards the O'Donnell Street ramp. And to that area, 95 is still a good option early heading into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And we had a wreck coming into the city, the north end of the BW Parkway, where it turns into Russell Street and Waterview Avenue right there at the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, as you just heard from Chuck, the rain is going to start today. We actually had some rain overnight, but the heavy rain, the real heavy stuff coming in as we speak. Downpours at times, gusty winds, temps in the upper 50s. The wind gust up to 55 miles per hour. That's a cold front. It's going to be blowing in much colder air, and temperatures are going to drop into the mid-20s again by tonight. So, you know, don't like the weather in Maryland, just wait 5 minutes.
Yeah, just wait. Did you see those wind gusts in the plains
yesterday? Oh, yeah, yeah.
They were over 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, and it's just incredible. That's coming our way, folks, so it's nasty.
Wow.
Right now, a chance of light rain the next hour, 56 in Columbia, 53 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news. New study out says that Christmas hosts spend more time cleaning than eating Christmas dinner. I believe it.
I believe it.
That lazy elf on a shelf just sits there and watches the entire time.
Deb gets tired. I just sit there and watch.
Doesn't lift a finger.
Well, I'm a dead man now.
You are a dead man. You are the elf on the shelf.
I'm back in the abyss.
President Trump signed an executive order yesterday reclassifying marijuana as a less dangerous drug, moving from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3. Opens up new avenues for medical research. Some critics are saying it should have been done by a joint session of Congress. Do you see the board of the Kennedy Center for Performing Arts voted to change the name of the venue to the Trump Kennedy Center?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, that's going to be great. Of course, you know, the media is just going to, they're not even going to mention it. They won't even.
No.
They
went bananas. I saw
the girl
on ABC last night. She had almost a snarl on her face when she said it.
Yeah. Now the name Kennedy refers to the former MTV host who's now on the Fox News.
I wonder what he thinks about that. You know, it has his namesake on it.
Now, Kennedy?
Yeah.
Well, he can't, nothing can do about it now.
That's true.
I get that. I mean, it'd be interesting what Robert F. Kennedy thinks. Look, the building was dilapidated. It was run down. Nobody was paying attention to it. Trump came in, rebuilt it, remodeled it, and saved the building. And look, he didn't ask for it to be named after him, although he joked about it. But, you know, he appointed the board, so. We'll see. Now, Congress has to approve it. It's got to go through the Senate. Chicago Bears may leave Illinois.
Mm.
The team's CEO, Kevin Warren, says they're extending the search for a new stadium site to Northwest Indiana. Many Chicago sports fans are asking, can you take the White Sox with you, please? Get them out of here.
Two-for-one sale.
Yeah. Tesla owners are purchasing glass-breaking tools to smash the electric car's windows to avoid being trapped inside by malfunctioning doors. Didn't know that was an issue, but I guess when it's everything is electric, how do you get out?
Yeah.
You know, if your electronics fail, usually people are smashing windows to get into the Teslas.
That's true.
Or just to register their complaints overall. It is, by the way, National Ugly Christmas Sweater Day, just in case.
Oh, okay.
I forgot to get the memo. I have. I really don't. I don't wear a lot of sweaters. Sad news, NASCAR driver Greg Biffle, his wife and children were killed in a private jet crash. Awful, just awful story right around. It's awful any time of the year, but around the holidays, it is even worse.
I saw where she texted her mother and said there's something wrong, and the next thing you know, they were on the ground. That was it.
Yeah.
So they took off, and then they had a problem, then they had to come back. And they didn't make it.
Yeah. And, well, just to cheer things up a little bit, you know, Hallmark is continuing their countdown to Christmas, and here is their latest offering.
He was a meth head with an unhealthy attraction to farm animals.
Sir, step away from the cow.
She was the county sheriff with a heart of gold. Tonight on Hallmark's Countdown to Christmas, the Hallmark Channel original, A County Jail Christmas.
Pookie, I got you something for Christmas.
Lime chili shrimp ramen. I love you, Sheriff.
Regardless of how you smuggle it in, love is never contraband.
Sheriff, can you make a sound like a goat?
A County Jail Christmas.
Oh, Sheriff.
Only on the Hallmark Channel.
I think this bit is getting these movies mixed up with the Lifetime movies, which are the disturbing ones, at least the rest of the year. What I think is funny is there are several Christmas movies set in, like, TV stations. Not radio. I've not seen a radio Christmas movie yet, but TV stations. The studios are all nice. There's Christmas trees everywhere. The whole studio is decorated with greenery. Why don't we look like that here?
We have a Christmas tree out front.
Well, yeah, in the, we're lobby. Out front.
Yeah.
So. There's one like every 2 feet. There too. I'm like, this is so unrealistic.
Yeah, voting bracket for Rock's Best Christmas Song includes Elton John's Step Into Christmas, Last Christmas by Wham, Bruce Springsteen's Santa Claus Is Coming to Town, and this song is competing for Best Christmas Song Ever.
Come, they told me, King to see
I know you'd appreciate that one, Kristen. Have you seen Gary Busey lately? Oh, my God. Not only does he look horrible, I think he's lost his mind.
Hey, it's Gary Busey, and I have got a great Christmas present for you. Listen to this. Oh, that's what a goose sounds like when they're flying. They let you know they're up there. Oh! You get a bunch of geese together. They're honking in the air.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's about funny as a train wreck.
I don't think it was meant to be funny. I think the man is got some issues.
Going off his rocker.
Yeah. Yes, he has. Yeah. So.
A quick update.
Yes, sir.
Go
right ahead.
They're now blocking the right lane in the southbound Old Harbor Tunnel. I'm a little concerned about what's going on here because they're slowly making some changes. I'll keep an eye on this, but right now we're down to one lane and maybe blocking the other lanes on 895.
Sure. All right. Be back in just a couple minutes to get you updated on that. Deck the Hall sale right now, Rescue Natural Supplements. Any supplement in the inventory, go to res-q.com. Check out all your favorite supplements or Rescue Natural Supplements and nutraceuticals, as they are called, whether it's omega-3s or whether it's the Rescue Orsine, one of our best sellers to help regulate blood pressure and give you more energy throughout the day without all the energy drinks and the caffeine, etc. Orsine is a great choice, and we've got the men's and women's hormone boosting supplements, vitamins, etc., and of course the omega-3s, which are essential fatty acids which everyone should be taking. So you can save right now 20 to 78% on your favorite Rescue Natural supplements. No coupon code is needed. 1-800-26-ALIVE is the number. 1-800-262-5483, or you can go online at res-q.com.
Hi everyone, this is Congressman Andy Harris. Representing Maryland's priorities in Congress and providing top-notch constituent service is at the heart of everything my team does. We've had great success helping Marylanders with expedited passports, visa processing, veteran benefits, Medicare, Social Security, retirement issues, IRS issues, and much more. If you need help navigating a federal agency, including the IRS, Social Security, the VA, or Medicare, please give my office a call at 202-225-5311. We're also happy to help coordinate U.S. Capitol tours, take your comments, and provide legislative updates anytime. I also want to invite you to sign up for my e-newsletter. This is our most popular form of communication with constituents, and I share legislative updates, recent meetings, upcoming events, and much more. Sign up today at harris.house.gov. It's my honor to serve you and your family in Congress. Thank you. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
6:23, time once again for traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update here on this Friday morning rush hour, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so 895 continues to be the problem since right at 6 o'clock, and it looks like now whatever was in the tunnel, they're blocking the right lane, so we're not sure if it's an accident or down vehicle, but 895, of course, only has two southbound lanes. Right now, we're losing the right lane. There is a police car sitting there right before the tunnel. The red X is out. You'll see that as you're working your way in. Now, let me look down here just south. Some of the traffic is still coming out, so we're getting one lane through on 895, and now the backup is starting to grow back towards O'Donnell Street and back towards Urban Avenue. 95, still a viable option there as a detour route if you want to head over and use 95 into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680.
It's a flock of boosies. There you go. The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast starts out with rain, heavy downpours at times, gusty winds, temperatures in the upper 50s. Those winds could gust up to 55 miles per hour. It'll bring in a much colder air a little bit later on tonight, dropping back into the 20s. Right now, it is 55 in Ellicott City and 55 in Reisterstown. We were talking about the Brown University suspect. He was not a citizen of the United States. He was a permanent resident alien. So, I mean, I think we need to look at that, those folks again. If you're not willing, you're here for how long? He'd been a student at Brown in the year 2000-2001, okay? 25 years later, you've made no attempt to become a citizen of the United States. I think at that we have to reevaluate. If you're a permanent, and why do we need permanent resident aliens? We don't. So either become a citizen of the United States and contribute, if you're going to be here that long, or get the hell out. And so that's another category besides the H-1Bs and the H-2B visas and so on and so forth that we're going to have to take a look at. This guy obviously, I don't know, apparently had an axe to grind with this MIT professor. And he took it out on Brown as well, because of, he just walked in there. I was reading some descriptions of the people that were attacked and said that he did shout something. They just don't know what he said. I mean, previously some had said it was Allahu Akbar. Nobody else has been able to confirm that as of right now. So it does not appear to be anything related to Islam, that we know of. But they're not releasing a motive as of yet, but he did kill this promising MIT professor, and this professor was working, get this, on a limitless, I guess, a form of energy, a limitless form of nuclear energy. That, according to this, and that's pretty significant, and maybe he was jealous, maybe this guy thought he stole his work. We don't know. We're speculating here. But clearly, this guy was not wrapped too tightly. He goes in, and he had been stalking the campus for weeks. And some good police work, thanks to the FBI and the other part. Just about every federal agency was participating, you know, in this, as well as the IRS and HSI, FBI, DEA. They were all participating in this manhunt. U.S. Marshals, and eventually they tracked him down to the storage unit after a rental car purchase in New Hampshire, where he took his own life. Meanwhile, the never-ending, relentless Islamo-fundamentalism attacks, you know, continue, the threat of these attacks. Australian police carried out a dramatic operation yesterday in a suburb of Sydney. Heavily armed officers in tactical gear rammed a car, at least briefly detaining several men amid the ongoing investigation into the Sunday terrorist attack at the Hanukkah holiday gathering at the city's Bondi Beach. New South Wales police said that a statement, the two cars were intercepted by tactical operations officers, and the four individuals were taken out of the car and arrested. Don't know what charges are being brought as of yet, but apparently they were on their way to murder more Jewish people that were mourning the loss of their loved ones at Bondi Beach. So the country of Australia, the city of Sydney, they've got some you know, real reflection that needs to be made on what they are doing that to attract these kinds of terrorists into their country. Not that we don't have them here, we do. But we just get that Turtle Island Liberation Front, just nailed them. They were getting ready for some New Year's Eve attacks. So this is the time of year around the Jewish and Christian holidays where radical Islamists, you know, try to send a message and try to, you know, attack or come retaliate against anything that the Western world has done. So we have to be aware. We got to keep things, you know, keep things cool. And if you see something, obviously, you need to say something. All right, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Those are our numbers. If you care to call, comment, or contribute, you can email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. And coming up next, we'll take a look at, finally, the HHS cracking down on what are called gender-affirming treatment, but is nothing more than the mutilation of our children, and it's about time. 6:29, I want to tell you again about our good friend Tim Carr Electric, heating and cooling. If you need any electrical work, inside, outside, landscaping, anything, ceiling fan, new circuit breaker, or you're just having issues with the electrical wiring in your home, Tim Carr does a great job. They really are. Commitment to service and dedication and their excellence, their craftsmanship is second to none. And, of course, their HVAC work is also the same. And, again, they have worked on my home repeatedly. And I've been able to fix whatever problems that I've had, especially with heat pump. I had a thermostat issue that they were able to help me with as well. So all you need to do is give them a call. They'll come out and do some maintenance on your heat pump or in your heating system. Make sure that heat is coming on when it should come on and it's not costing you more than it should be as well. 410-876-9404 is their number. 410-876-9404. Or you can log online to timkylecompany.com and make sure you tell them I told you to call. All right, it's 6:30. Time for the latest news headlines once again. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. A Catonsville man has been sentenced to 40 years in federal prison for carjacking and kidnapping. Last year, a federal jury convicted Dennis Hairston on 2 counts of kidnapping, 2 counts of carjacking, 2 counts of robbery affecting commerce, and a firearms charge. Hairston and co-conspirators posed as police officers in 2021 to kidnap and torture people they wanted to rob. In one case, they used a blowtorch to get information about the check cashing business where the victim worked. A former Maryland Department of Health police officer has been sentenced for misconduct in office. Captain Hunt received a sentence of 1 year in prison with all but 30 days suspended, followed by 1 year of supervised probation. According to the statement of facts, Hunt attended college courses at UMBC during her scheduled work shifts without authorization or approval and submitted timesheets indicating she was working. In addition, Hunt was driving her state-owned vehicle to college courses on weekends and while off duty, and falsifying the mileage logs. Beginning with freshmen in the 2026-27 school year, all Anne Arundel County public school students will be required to earn 1/2 credit in financial literacy in order to graduate. Superintendent of Schools Dr. Mark Bedell says there's no question that the need to produce students who are financially literate is real. He says adults who are not financially literate cannot lead the global economy into which the students will enter. The courses will focus on budget planning, bank accounts, checking, savings, credit cards, maintaining and establishing credit, student loans, and the accrual of interest. And Bill Ferguson says the governor's redistricting advisory commission recommendation to redraw the state's congressional map is irresponsible. 6:31 on Casey and Company, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
That stoppage at the Old Harbor Tunnel just cleared in the last 2 minutes or so. We've gone green all the way now into the Old Harbor Tunnel. Two lanes are now open. The backup is still back towards the area right around the Urban Avenue ramp, but hopefully we'll get cleared out. 95 didn't really take too much of a hit for the traffic going south to get away from that backup. So 95, you're still manageable there. Just watch your speed around O'Donnell Street. Gets a little windy through there, but at least now we're moving again with all the lanes open at the Old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are starting the day off with some rain and some downpours along with some gusty winds. Temperatures begin in the mild upper 50s, but winds pick up and gusts up to 50, 55 miles an hour today. And that ushers in much colder air by tonight, bringing us back into the mid-20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
This 6:35 Sports Report is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Good morning, sports fans. Jack Gilden here, sitting in for Gary the Great. Gary Stein will return on Monday.
Last night, on Thursday Night Football, a heavyweight matchup for supremacy of the NFC West, and the Rams and Seahawks with identical 11-3 records didn't disappoint. Thanks in part to two Sam Darnold interceptions, L.A. led Seattle by 16 points late in the fourth quarter. But after a special teams touchdown by Rashid Shaheed, Darnold started pumping the ice water. With time ticking off the clock, he threw a touchdown pass and then another in overtime. If that wasn't enough pressure, he hit his tight end, Eric Subert, for a two-point conversion and the victory. It was a scintillating performance, and it puts the Seahawks in the driver's seat. And now, more details to a story we brought to you yesterday morning. If you were listening, you know that Ohio University announced that it had fired its football coach for, quote, serious professional misconduct and in participating in activities that reflect unfavorably on the university. Well, today it's being reported that Smith was fired for carrying on extramarital affairs, including one with an undergraduate, and alcohol-related issues. Those issues may help the school show cause for the dismissal, which will help them save a pretty good chunk of change on the millions that they still owe on the Randy Coach's contract. Goodbye, Coach Smith. You're now free to embrace your romantic side. The time now is 6:35. When we come back, I'll ask Sean, why do sports teams run?
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA.
Well, Sean, when we're talking about sports teams running, what I was really talking about is the story you just reported this morning, and I reported on it yesterday. The Bears talking about moving from Chicago, where they've only been since the early 1920s,
right.
One of the original franchises, and talking about moving to Indiana.
Right.
We know something about teams moving to Indiana.
Yeah.
What do you think about sports teams? You know, it seems these days the taboo has been broken, and they move at will. Like the Las Vegas Raiders, if you could imagine it.
You know, I grew up in D.C., and they lost a baseball team not once, but twice. Moved and started working here in Baltimore, and then lost the Colts. So, again, you look at this thing and what it does to a community, but it's all about the money. You know, these owners already making the hand over fist in a lot of places. I know for Ursay, always in that eminent domain thing about the 2 o'clock start was always but I think that was just an excuse. You know, when people start throwing tons of money at these teams, then they start paying attention.
You know, I noticed that in the NBA, too, they're talking very callously about moving teams like the New Orleans Pelicans out of town. And I guess that what they fail to appreciate is how much emotion people invest in these teams, how devastating it is to lose. I'm still not over the Colts leaving.
Well, how about the Bullets?
Right.
The Bullets left and went to Washington. They won one national championship, I think in 78, if I'm not mistaken. And they have been god-awful ever since.
Ever since.
Yeah.
It's the curse.
All right, Jack.
The curse of Abe Pollin.
Thanks so much. Appreciate that. 6:38, 22 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock here on Casey and Company. You can join us as well. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced a sweeping package of proposed regulatory actions yesterday to end sex-rejecting procedures on minors as part of President Trump's January executive order calling on the department to protect children from chemical and surgical mutilation. Here's the Secretary, Robert F. Kennedy, Jr.
This declaration is a clear directive to providers to follow the science and the overwhelming body of evidence that these procedures hurt, not help, children.
HHS is rolling out a series of policy updates and regulatory actions that would effectively defund hospitals like Johns Hopkins that provide gender transition procedures. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services also rolling out policy proposals that would bar hospitals from carrying out performing puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and certain surgeries on patients under the age of 18 as a condition to participation in Medicare and Medicaid programs. RFK Jr. says these hospitals are committing malpractice.
So-called gender-affirming care has inflicted lasting physical and psychological damage on vulnerable young people. This is not medicine. It is malpractice.
Indeed, it is. And Dr. Mehmet Oz at CMS had another term to describe these horrifying procedures.
American taxpayers should not have to foot the bill for ideologically driven experiments on our nation's youth and hospitals that we deem must meet the minimum quality standards of care and safety, should not be conducting these experiments when we know so little about what is happening with our youth.
You know, they're not just ideological experiments. I agree with Dr. Oz on that, but these are massive rainmakers. The amount of money that is appropriated and spent on these chemical and actual surgical mutilations and alterations is mind-boggling. So hospitals do it because they make a ton of money. Doctors perform these horrifying experiments because they make a ton of money. And that needs to be followed as well. In fact, Dr. Marty Makary, who's been on the show with us before, as Dr. Oz, he, of course, from Hopkins, said this is predatory behavior.
Pushing transgender ideology in children is predatory, it's wrong, and it needs to stop.
And one of the excuses that the doctors use is that if we don't do this, if we don't chemically castrate, or if we don't perform surgery and, you know, all the removal of genitalia and breasts and things of that nature, then it increases these trans children's chance for committing suicide or self-harm. And Dr. Jay Bhattacharya says, no, that is not science. That is not a fact. In fact, it is a bold-faced lie.
There's been reviews now done in the UK, in the Scandinavia, and now in HHS in the United States that showed that there's no good evidence that actually establishes that. When a doctor tells a parent that, they're telling the parent a lie.
Yeah, what he's talking about here is this announcement that comes after an HHS, they released a peer-reviewed report last month that found medical procedures to alter a child's biological sex pose serious long-term dangers to children. The report found that operations working to reject a child's biological sex, including the use of puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and surgical operations, are significant, long-term, and too often ignored or inadequately tracked. And I also want to call out any school administrator, nurse, teacher, principal, that think they are a physician or a psychiatrist, and that they are going to keep the child begins calling themselves by different pronouns, or they start dressing differently when they get to school. They might change in the locker room and acting differently. You have a obligation to inform parents of their children's behavior, and the fact is that you're not the child's parent. You're not the child's guardian. It's in locus parenti. It is, again, you are in custody of the children while you're entrusted with their care, underlying care. Now, if they're self-harming, you need to tell the parents. If they say that they are trapped in someone else's body, you need to tell the parents. Let the parents get the certain counseling, et cetera, that these children need that are going through some tough times. Look, this is a form of mental illness. And children, the sooner that you're able to identify it, diagnose it, and get the treatment and the help they need, the better off these children are being. I applaud President Trump, Secretary Kennedy, Drs. Makary, Oz, and Bhattacharya for taking a bold step to stop this. It's monstrous to me, this monstrous practice. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Still recovering from the broken down vehicle in the Old Harbor Tunnel southbound. It cleared about 10 minutes ago, and the backup is slowly eroding through there, but still backed up. It looks like we're still backed up to just beyond O'Donnell Street. It's very slow right there, and probably the tail end of the backup will be back around the Erdman Avenue ramp. So there may be some overflow traffic now going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, but still just looking at the camera here at O'Donnell Street. It's not too bad at that point. We mentioned at the top of the hour there was a broken down vehicle, may have been a minor wreck on Russell Street northbound at Waterview Avenue. And apparently now there is another accident in the same area right on the northbound side as you're coming up from the VW Parkway and into the city. So once you get north of the bridge at 895, you'll have some brake lights in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for today. Rain, downpours, heavy at times, gusty winds, gusting up to 55 miles per hour. That's a cold front bringing much colder air. Temperatures drop back into the mid-20s by tonight. So,
great.
The brief mild weather, it was very brief.
Just think of all those blow-up Santas and snowmen.
Well, all the inflatables that'll be flying all over the neighborhood now.
All over the place.
It'll be six counties over.
Right now, cloudy 56 in Severn and 54 in Forest Hill. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service in the name of the one and only Butterball Johnson.
Worse? How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Alan. We're at the threshold of hell.
Taco Bell's legendary Quesarito is back for a limited time. Wow. Didn't you go out with her once?
I've never had one.
No. Oh. Okay. All right.
That's a lot of cheese.
Yes, it is. A lot of cheese there. It is a grilled quesadilla wrapped around seasoned beef and rice, spicy chipotle sauce, reduced fat sour cream, and melty cheeses
Reduced fat sour
There's
cream.
There's your favorite,
like,
Maggie.
It's like, what's my favorite?
You want added fat sour cream. You don't
yes,
want to reduce
I do.
It. Yeah, exactly.
No comment.
You watch it. Santa Claus, he's watching you.
No comment.
He's everywhere.
I'm going to be naughty now, boy, I tell you that.
Chipotle offer buy one, get one free entrees coming up December 20th. That's tomorrow. That's Saturday. So if you show up that day at participating Chipotle, you can, if you're wearing a festive or over-the-top sweater, you know, the ugly Christmas sweater, you can buy an entree and get a second one for free. You can get up to five free menu items per order. Of course, today's National Ugly Sweater Day. You wearing yours today?
Yes, I am.
Yes, she is. Look at that. Look at that. It's got Frosty. What else? Santa?
Santa's on there. I don't... Look, okay. There's Butterball Johnson.
No peckers on that one. So.
No peckers on this
All right,
one.
Very good. And finally, you know, Ludacris the rapper. I don't know why they did this, but somebody decided they were going to make an apple and name it after him. They're calling it Ludacrisp. I know. It's I guess his farmer in New York is just trying to get some publicity, and so far it's working. A lot of people are calling up ordering
a Ludacrisp apple.
You can do anything. He says Gala's, Honeycrisp, Evercrisp, and a Ludacrisp now available. And you can find them at Sprouts Farmers Markets, we're told, if you're interested in a wrapping apple. As they say.
All right. Mm-hmm. A quick update?
Yes, sir.
Apparently, this wreck on Russell Street, which is northbound coming into the city, the traffic that's coming southbound on 95, and then they take that long ramp that becomes Russell Street at Annapolis Road, Waterview Avenue. They can see it, and there may be some equipment there. So this ramp is backing up. So I'm going to give you an option here. If you're coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, I think I would bypass that ramp and go down to the Beltway and then take the Beltway down to the Parkway, because this ramp, it's a long ramp. It's probably more than a mile. It's backed up pretty good right now. So maybe the ride down to the Beltway would be a better bet.
Very good. Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate it. Seeing a couple, 647. So get your thoughts on, again, the Trump administration now. They're going to cut off the flow of money, as they should, to any hospital that first off, that, you know, gets any kind of Medicaid funding, and of course Medicare as well, if they are prescribing puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, or if they're performing sex change operations and these mutilations of our minors. So it is about time. I don't know what took 11 months to get here. The president's executive order was signed in January, and it should have been immediate. Again, I'd like to see this stuff codified in legislation as well, because that's very, very important. Meanwhile, the House of Representatives did pass the GOP health care bill on Wednesday without extending the enhanced COVID-era Obamacare subsidies, which are expected to expire here by the end of the year, start of the year. According to the speaker, he said the bill will reduce premiums for all Americans by, on average, at least 11%, and that's just the beginning. Although John Thune didn't seem like he was all that well thrilled with this. Of course, you know, they got a lot of rhino senators, Murkowski, Collins, Tom Tillis, you know, Rand Paul, round up the usual suspects. There are about six or seven that are going to cause problems for this bill, and they think they don't want to be hit with the Obamacare subsidies expiring in an election year. They think that is going to blow back badly on the Republican Party. So I would predict this. Look for a compromise bill coming out of Congress at some point. This would extend the Obamacare subsidies for 1 year. It would reform them as well. So meaning that if you're making $600,000 a year, you don't need to have taxpayer money subsidizing your health care choice. So they'll reform them and they'll extend them for 1 year, and that will give Congress and the Trump administration ample amount of time to come up once and for all for a health care plan that works and replaces and gets rid of completely the Unaffordable Care Act. And again, lets us, you know, choose insurance by competitively shopping across state lines. You know, these new Trump accounts, as they're called, that allow you to, you know, save for medical procedures and buy your own insurance. Put the money, and President Trump is very adamant about that, the money that's been going to the insurance companies, making them extremely profitable and rich, thanks to the Democrats. And, of course, that's a vicious cycle because the insurance companies basically own the Democrat Party, much like the teachers union do. So that is going to put the money in your pocket, and then you will get to choose what insurance plan works for you. For instance, again, there are a lot of males, single males, that need insurance, but they don't need OBGYN coverage. I mean, it's absurd that you have to pay for that. And likewise for women, they don't need to have certain procedures like prostate exams and things of that nature. So again, we really need to reform our system. I don't think we're going to be able to slam it through here at the end of the year. So my prediction is a 1 year extension of the Obamacare subsidies, and that gives us time to work and get stuff done in the midterms. All right, 6:50. Coming up next, we now have a cost on what it's going to, how much it's going to cost us to replace the Chesapeake Bay Bridge spans. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Hi, this is Mark McVeary. Living on a fixed income has never been harder, especially if you still have a mortgage payment. That's why a reverse mortgage can really help. It can eliminate that payment, pay off other debts, and put some extra tax-free cash in your pocket. When it comes to your home, local experience matters. I've been helping homeowners for over 30 years, and I know money is tight, so there's no money out of your pocket to get the money you deserve. Call 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
Hi, everyone. This is Congressman Andy Harris. Representing Maryland's priorities in Congress and providing top-notch constituent service is at the heart of everything my team does. We've had great success helping Marylanders with expedited passports, visa processing, veteran benefits, Medicare, Social Security, retirement issues, IRS issues, and much more. If you need help navigating a federal agency, including the IRS, Social Security, the VA, or Medicare, please give my office a call at 202-225-5311. We're also happy to help coordinate U.S. Capitol tours, take your comments, and provide legislative updates anytime. I also want to invite you to sign up for my e-newsletter. This is our most popular form of communication with constituents, and I share legislative updates, recent meetings, upcoming events, and much more. Sign up today at harris.house.gov. It's my honor to serve you and your family in Congress. Thank you. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
I invite you to join me on Thursday, February 5th at Liberatore's Intimodium for the second annual Taste of the Union. You'll enjoy a full Italian buffet, and then Sean Casey and I will dig into the issues shaping Maryland and what they mean for families, taxpayers, and local communities. If you value straightforward talk and common sense ideas, this is an evening you will not want to miss. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com. Taste of the Union is presented by the Smile Design Center and Lorien Health Services.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, now with the update, here's Old Whiskey Nuts.
Well, I'm back checking again on this situation coming off of 95 South. from 395, and then the ramp that takes you down to Russell Street. I just said there was a wreck there earlier on Russell Street northbound, Waterview Avenue and Annapolis Road. It had injuries involved. The backup was northbound from the Adirondack County line. The police car just went south on that ramp, probably into that area around that accident scene. So we're really going to have to pay attention to that. And again, this ramp, you could bypass this ramp on 95, go straight out to the Beltway, and then work your way down from there and get into the area of the BW Parkway. Maybe save yourself a couple of extra minutes as you're heading south through there. The old Harbor Tunnel is still backed up from earlier problems southbound along 895. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast is going to be a rainy day today, and the heavy rains are coming. Downpours, heavy at times, gusting winds up to 55 miles per hour. We'll be starting the upper 50s. It's very mild this morning heading to work. And then it's going to drop that temperature significantly back down into the 20s by tonight. So, again, you enjoyed it while it lasted, I'm sure. It was a nice day out Christmas shopping yesterday. It was nice and mild. Rain the next hour, 55 in the city, 55 in the Pasadena. All right, so as to the Bay Bridge, again, now the Key Bridge hasn't been rebuilt, so let's keep that in mind. And who knows if that's going to even happen by 2030. It may even be later than that. Who knows? So, question number one, do we actually need a new Bay Bridge? Do we need a replacement for the Bay Bridge? Well, the Maryland Transportation Authority says yes, and they voted on a plan called Alternative C. It calls for replacing the existing twin spans with two new four-lane bridges at the same location. So here's how it works. You got the two existing spans. You would then build, I guess, on either side of them, the newer spans. And while you're, you know, I think this is supposed to start in 2032. Who knows how long it would take to build both of those spans at the same time? Maybe 3 years or so. I don't know. So we're talking 10 years out. Okay. And then the question is now there are two four lane, and then after they were done, they open those up, then they tear the older spans down. They get rid of them. So that's the plan. I started asking immediately the question, how much is it going to cost? And who's going to pay for it? We got that answer yesterday by Melissa Williams at the Maryland Transportation Authority.
And the cost without the shared use path is between $14.8 and $16.4 billion. And the cost with the shared use path is between $16.1 and $17.6 billion. Please keep in mind that these costs are planning level costs estimated in 2025 dollars.
Who's going to pay? Well, I think you kind of know who's going to pay. Those of us that use the bridge will pay. Okay, there'll be, I think, some heavy tolling and fees to help pay for this. And then, who knows, maybe a transportation tax or something is going to be proposed. That's a lot of dough, $17 billion. Now, they're talking about this shared-use path. And what does that mean? Well, the new bridges would have shoulders. The current bridges do not have shoulders, so it makes it difficult for emergency vehicles, and you need to have shoulders. Broken down cars can get to the side, emergency vehicles get to the side. But what I'm opposed to is this idea they're going to put a path in for people who want to walk on the bridge and who want to ride their bicycles on the bridge. I think that is just a horrific idea. I think, first off, it is a public safety threat and menace, and the fact that you could have pedestrians being hit, bicyclists being hit, not to mention the people that would just walk up there and start jumping off the bridge that are suicidal. That's bad enough in and of itself when people get out of their cars to do it. I was coming home from Ocean City once when I worked down on the Eastern Shore in radio, and it was late at night, and I got caught in like a 3 or 4 mile backup, and by the time I turned on the radio and found out it was a jumper. So, again, it's just horrible. So I don't think there should be a shared-use path. That'll save us $1 billion at least. Now, they're trying to convince us there'd be all these great benefits if we build the $17 billion new twin spans.
The construction of a new Bay Bridge could bring between $17 and $23 billion into the local economy and create over 61,000 jobs with over $4 billion in wages during the construction period.
Benefits to the state would include boosting the GDP by $10.5 to nearly $13 billion.
Now, look, I know if you live on the Eastern Shore, it can be a hassle, no doubt. I get you. I feel your pain sometimes, you can't even do your local grocery shopping. You can't even run errands. It takes, to go a mile, maybe it takes a half hour during the tie-up. So, again, there have been other thoughts out there. I just think, first question is, I want you to weigh in on this morning. Do we actually need a replacement for these bridges? And if so, do you like the plan now with the two 4-lane bridges? And what are your thoughts on the pedestrian and bicyclist path on the new spans? Give us a call. Let us know. 410-922-6680. Coming up a little bit later on, I'll tell you why this whole idea of reparations here in the state of Maryland may actually be unconstitutional. Mayor and Mayor working over at Town Appliance. They run this incredible store, 70 different brands on display of all your favorite appliances for every single budget. GE, Monogram, Cafe, Sub-Zero, you name it, they got it all. They've got refrigerators, dishers, dishwashers, washer, dryers, ovens, every kind of oven you can imagine, big fridges, small fridges, wine refrigerators. They got everything at, of course, Town Appliance. And 5-star service for, again, Town Appliance, and, of course, competitive pricing as well. Check them out. Go into their stunning showroom. See for yourself. That's Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. Coming up next, Governor Moore's partisan, non-transparent redistricting commission.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Washington, D.C.'s Performing Arts Center, an American cultural landmark, is getting a new name. A name that has some Democrats seeing red.
On several occasions this year, President Trump joked about adding his name to the Kennedy Center. But now, the name change is happening. The president's hand-picked board has voted to rename it the Trump Kennedy Center. Democrats say only Congress has the power to change the name, and that the board, who is chaired by Donald Trump, had overstepped its legal authority. Some members of the Kennedy family call the move unacceptable. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The man wanted for the deadly Brown University mass shooting has been found dead. Former Brown student Claudio Neves Valente's body was found in a storage unit in Salem, New Hampshire. Providence, Rhode Island Police Chief Oscar Perez.
I'm extremely proud of this department, actually the officers, the detectives, the real-time crime center, the community response team, the intelligence division, the narcotics division, the task force.
He says they all work together to solve the case. Still no word, though, on a motive. No more federal funding of transgender surgery for minors. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy says new regulations have been issued.
The first rule are hospitals that participate in Medicare and Medicaid, which is almost every hospital, from performing these dangerous and harmful procedures. The second rule prohibits the federal Medicaid dollars from funding the sex-rejecting procedures on minors.
Barring a successful appeal, Wisconsin Judge Hannah Dugan could be sentenced to up to 5 years in prison, convicted of felony obstruction for helping an illegal immigrant escape ICE agents. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 13 points, while the Nasdaq futures are 82 points higher. S&P futures better by 13 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
That line of heavy rain now has become a little more intense. It's on a line from Manchester through Westminster down to Mount Airy, on a line kind of going from northeast to southwest. And it's raining pretty hard. Looking at the camera right here at Route 30 at the Pennsylvania line, and then on 140 in Westminster, Route 97, we can see some very heavy rain right there. So there is some ponding on the roadways already in that area. Looks like there may be a new wreck here. It's on the shoulder, but heads up, PW Parkway northbound after Route 100. Some flashing lights there. And then keep in mind, there was a wreck at Russell Street, Waterview Avenue, and Annapolis Road, primarily northbound. But I think the southbound traffic leaving the city will probably have an impact there as well. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are starting the day off with some rain and some downpours along with some gusty winds. Temperatures begin in the mild upper 50s, but winds pick up and gust up to 50, 55 miles an hour today. And that ushers in much colder air by tonight, bringing us back into the mid-20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 53 degrees in Parkville and 52 in Hunt Valley at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Beginning with freshmen in the 2026-27 school year, all Anne Arundel County Public School students will be required to earn one half credit in financial literacy in order to graduate. Superintendent of Schools Dr. Mark Bedell says there's no question that the need to produce students who are financially literate is real. He says audits are adults who are not financially literate cannot lead the global economy into which the students will enter. The courses will focus on budget planning, bank accounts, checking, savings, credit cards, maintaining and establishing credit, student loans, and the accrual of interest. And Senate President Bill Ferguson says the governor's redistricting advisory commission recommendation to redraw the state's congressional map is irresponsible. The commission made the decision on Thursday before a scheduled meeting, and Ferguson says clearly the commission's work was predetermined from the moment the GRAC was announced. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 796. The pick 4, 2985. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Jack Gilden for Stein on Sports coming up next.
Imagine actually feeling merry, bright, and genuinely healthy this holiday season. With Rescue, that feeling starts right now. Going on today, the Deck the Hall sale lets you save up to 78% on high-quality, research-backed natural supplements, so you can feel your best and enjoy every festive moment ahead. For over 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been the trusted wellness partner for millions of folks and their families across the country. Formulas are crafted with purity, potency, and real science behind every capsule. That's why customers rely on Rescue for their essentials. Powerful omega-3s, doctor-recommended cholesterol support, gentle but effective pain relief, advanced probiotic blends, and natural age-defying formulas to help you stay vibrant from the inside out. This season, give yourself the gift of feeling good. Stock up, save big, and step into the holidays with the confidence that comes from supplements made with integrity and backed by decades of results. Ordering is easy. Just go to res-q.com or call any Rescue product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIGN. Again, it's 1-800-262-5483 or online at res-q.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
This 705 Sports Report is brought to you by the Comfort Guys, Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Good morning, sports fans. Jack Gilden here, sitting in for Gary Stein. Gary will return on Monday. Well, somber and tragic news this morning from the NASCAR community. Greg Biffle, officially one of the 75 best drivers in history and a recent Hall of Fame nominee, was killed in a plane crash Thursday morning. Biffle was one of the top drivers on the circuit for 18 years. His plane went down near Statesville, North Carolina, shortly after takeoff yesterday morning. It exploded into fire after hitting the ground. Compounding the tragedy, Biffle's wife, Christina, and his 14-year-old daughter, Emma, and his 5-year-old son, Ryder, were also killed in the crash, and so were several other friends. Greg Biffle was only 55 years old. Last night, on Thursday Night Football, a huge game, an overtime classic, and giant implications for the postseason. The Rams and Seahawks met on the field of battle with identical 11-3 records. The anticipated mashup didn't look like it was going to be much of a game when Sam Darnold threw two interceptions, putting his Seahawks in a 16-point hole late in the fourth quarter. But special teamer Rashid Shaheed electrified his teammates with a special teams touchdown. Finding himself in striking distance, Darnold turned everything around. With time ticking off the clock, he threw a touchdown pass and then another in overtime. And if that wasn't enough, he hit his tight end, Eric Sobert, for the two-point conversion to wrap up the victory. It was a scintillating performance, and it puts the Seahawks in the driver's seat on the road to the postseason. When we come back in 30 minutes, some world-class arms for the World Baseball Classic, and that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us am680 at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. I'd love to hear from you in this hour. Coming up in the next hour or so, the speaker of the new delegates of Maryland House of Delegates is Jocelyn Pena Melnick. She gave a shout-out yesterday to somebody, which has caused some eyebrows to be raised. We'll tell you who. Elsewhere, Erica Kirk addressing AmFest, first time since her husband's assassination. I'll tell you what she had to say. But our top story here today is damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead for Governor Moore's hybrid, just very hyper-partisan, non-transparent redistricting commission, which apparently met behind closed doors yesterday. Remember, I'm all for transparency, Governor Moore. I tell you, every time his lips move, they probably would set a lie detector, you know, off with sirens and howls. Because I just, I think he is the least transparent individual I've ever seen in the governor's mansion. And there have been a lot of bad ones, believe me. But he's the least transparent. I will stand with the people. I'm all for transparency. Public safety is priority number one. Blah, 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 blah. And again, we need to really get behind the opposition to him and mount a good campaign. Coming in the next year. So basically what they did yesterday, they met behind closed doors. The Maryland Open Meetings Law basically says you can't do that and take a vote. So here's their way around it. There are five members of the commission, also Brooks Frosch, C.T. Wilson, Ray Morris from Cumberland, and, of course, the other one is Brian Ferguson, Bill Ferguson, rather. And would you look at this commission? They said they reached a consensus meaning that three people were leaning for the redistricting commission to recommend redrawing the maps, and two people were against. But it wasn't actually a vote; it was a consensus. So that's how they get along around just shutting us out. And they're going to have two more go through the motions, public gatherings or meetings where you can get to put your input. And they just totally disregarded it because the vast majority of Marylanders oppose this, not only in these public meetings, but also in opinion polls that are out right now. Here's the minority leader in the House, Delegate Kathy Shalega.
It's almost fascist. It is fascist. When you shut down your political opposition through something like gerrymandering.
Yeah. So it's, it is gerrymandering. It's been going on for ages. Both sides have been doing it. And Trump has just gotten ahead of the Democrats in this one, and they don't like it. And she went on to say that it's just authoritarian and un-American.
Shutting down your political opposition is what authoritarian fascist governments do. It's frankly, it's un-American. And I'm surprised that Governor Westmore is trying to alienate and disenfranchise millions of Maryland voters.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what they're trying to do. And that is something that they have been doing in New England for the last several decades, where there are roughly 40% of New England are registered Republican voters. And they don't have one single delegate in the House representing New England that is a Republican. Not one. All right. So I'll tell you, I'll get my take on this in just a moment. And because you know where this is heading, it's heading to the courts. And that obviously might be a good thing at the end of the day. 713 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is, of course, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Last report, we spotted what appeared to be an incident here northbound on the BW Parkway after Route 100. And it looks like it's a little bit further up, just on the right side from what I can see right now in the camera shot. It's pretty far north of the camera here at 100. But there is an impact for the traffic northbound. Some traffic is moving, but it looks like it's only in the left-hand lane. So that's a problem. We've been having problems all morning long around Russell Street, Waterview Avenue, Annapolis Road. We had a broken down vehicle. Then we had a wreck northbound. Now there's another wreck southbound, same area. So if you're leaving the city or coming into the city right there at Russell Street, 295, just before the 95 bridge, be on the lookout for that. There is some heavy rain north and west of the area. It's slowly working its way in. We still have delays, but we're making a little progress from earlier problems at the Old Harbor Tunnel. The heavy traffic southbound on 895. 95 is still running with all four lanes open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast today, rain heavy at times today, downpours, gusty winds, and those gusts could be as high as 55 miles per hour, and that'll blow in some cold air. Cold front coming through, it's going to drop temperatures back down into the 20s by tonight. Right now, rain in the next hour, 54 in Parkville, and it is 54 in Bel Air. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back, our spirit is back, our pride is back, our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, yesterday, a big day for the president as the Kennedy Center board announced, and this was, they voted unanimously to rename that facility the Trump Kennedy Center in honor of the sitting president that, President Trump said he was honored by it. He said, quote, "I was surprised by it. I was honored by it. We're saving the building. The building was in such bad shape, both physically, financially, and in every other way. The Kennedy Center is really coming back strongly." That has set the left's hair on fire, as you might imagine, especially those in the media that now we're going to have to report, if they want to be accurate, which is never really a concern of the media, that the Trump Kennedy Center honors. It's going to be so interesting to watch that. That's for sure. Meanwhile, a very good consumer price index print came out yesterday that the inflation is now. When President Trump came in January, it was 3.3%. It came in September, October. Can't remember which. Around 3%. And due to the government shutdown, this is the first time we get a chance to get the number. It's down to 2.7%, with core CPI at 2.6%, well below the expectations. In fact, Dr. Peter Navarro pointing out every single Bloomberg surveyed economist got it wrong. All 61 of them. Okay, so those are the so-called economic experts. Trump is much more of an economic expert than any one of them combined. He also has decided that in an executive order, he's going to reschedule marijuana. It is now going to no longer be a Schedule 1 drug. It's going to be a Schedule 3 drug.
I'm pleased to announce that I will be signing an executive order to reschedule marijuana from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3 controlled substance with legitimate medical uses.
Yeah, and that will open up the door for Medicare, Medicaid, and others to approve this with a doctor's prescription. And he says this does not legalize, and he says he's not sanctioning the use of it either.
Does it legalize marijuana in any way, shape, or form, and in no way sanctions its use as a recreational drug? It has nothing to do with it.
So again, that's obviously got a lot of states where it's like here in Maryland where recreational marijuana is legal, but for instance, you can't get on a plane and travel with it. That's against federal laws. So that's still against the law, but it does open up, you know, as I said, Medicare and Medicaid issues there. The president also announced yesterday the Freedom 250 celebration as we celebrate our country's 250th birthday.
To help carry out these exciting plans, we have created a new public-private partnership. It's called Freedom 250.
And it's going to culminate next year in what's being called the Great American State Fair.
We will host the Great American State Fair on the National Mall, featuring pavilions from all 50 states, highlighting breathtaking innovations and celebrating America's exceptional history and culture.
The Great American State Fair next summer. Also in the health care, president is adamant that he wants to get rid of the Unaffordable Care Act. And he says because insurance companies, they're the ones that are profiting over the Obamacare. It's not the people.
The insurance companies own the Democrat Party. They own it. And the Democrats having a hard time. They give a lot of money to the Democrats. Very little money to Republicans, by the way. A lot of money to Democrats.
And so the president says he wants the money in any Republican bill that comes out of the Congress to send the money to the people.
They're getting vast amounts of money. I want that money to go to the people directly and let the people buy their own health care. And they'll get much better health care than they get with the Unaffordable Care Act.
By the way, every TV network except Fox News refused to show a key component of the president's primetime address the other night. Someone threw a slideshow. Many refused to show the president live in a sign of disrespect. ICE announcing the most successful federal law enforcement agency recruitment campaign in American history. They got over 200,000 applications for 10,000 ICE officer positions, and now they've officially hired nearly 12,000 law enforcement officers since the beginning of the year. And finally, Trump says mega donor Miriam Adelson, he was recognizing her at a White House party, Hanukkah lighting ceremony the other night in the White House, and he called her up to the podium, and she has already, in the last election cycle, donated $250 million to the president, and she said she wants to give more.
Now I met Alan Dershowitz, and he said the legal thing about 4 more years, and I say, Alan, I agree with you, so we can do it. Think about it.
Alan's here someplace. Where's Alan?
Alan is here. Oh, he had a flight.
She said, think about it. I'll give you another 250.
He loves to troll the left on that one. That's the way it went down yesterday, 334 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
It is 7:21. Back with your calls and comments. More on the reaction to Governor Moore's commission to redraw Maryland's congressional lines.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120, or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Congressman Andy Harris. Representing Maryland's priorities in Congress and providing top-notch constituent service is at the heart of everything my team does. We've had great success helping Marylanders with expedited passports, visa processing, veteran benefits, Medicare, Social Security, retirement issues, IRS issues, and much more. If you need help navigating a federal agency, including the IRS, Social Security, the VA, or Medicare, please give my office a call at 202-225-5311. We're also happy to help coordinate U.S. Capitol tours, take your comments, and provide legislative updates anytime. I also want to invite you to sign up for my e-newsletter. This is our most popular form of communication with constituents, and I share legislative updates, recent meetings, upcoming events, and much more. Sign up today at harris.house.gov. It's my honor to serve you and your family in Congress. Thank you. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
7:23. It is time for traffic and weather on the threes once again with the update. Here's old Whiskey Nuts.
All right, we had a little bit of a look here at this wreck on the VW Parkway northbound coming up to Hanover Road from Route 100, blocking the inside left-hand lane. Of course, the Parkway only a two-lane road each way, so it's a single lane to the right. Back up there at Route 100 on the northbound side. It's going to take an extra 10 minutes or so to get through there. A couple of police cars, actually three police cars, are there now, and they are blocking the left-hand lane. Earlier problems down around the ramp area at Russell Street, Annapolis Road, Waterview Avenue. So that traffic that's been moving through there coming off the bridge at I-95 and coming up from the area of 895 and the Anne Arundel County line. Just factor that in. It's going to be slow through there. I want to check both the tunnels very quickly here. 895 at Eastern Avenue looks good. I'm sorry, 95 right through there. And then 895 had problems earlier, and that kept us slow for a while for that traffic moving south. And that's a slow recovery there. Now I'm at 895 at Eastern Avenue. Much better now. That's good. Just in time for all this heavy rain to come in from the north and west. Things are settling down at least at both the Harbor Tunnels. The Parkway right now is the problem northbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, that rain is a-coming, and it's going to be heavy at times, with downpours, gusty winds up to 55 miles an hour. That's bringing in a bunch of cold air, which is going to drop temperatures from the upper 50s to the mid-20s by tonight. So, keep in mind, whatever does fall, lots of precipitation, that certainly has a chance to freeze tonight on the black ice and roadways and so on and so forth. So that's the main concern a little bit later on this evening. Right now, 55 in the city, and it is 54 in Pasadena. Fred says, how does the Kennedy Center benefit ordinary taxpayers? Only the elite benefit from it. Well, I don't consider myself elite. I have attended Kennedy Center shows. Just saw Jesus Christ Superstar there once. And there are a bunch of holiday shows that the public can have access to. You can buy tickets and go enjoy entertainment. So the public does have access. It's not just for the elites, but clearly the elites like to party there. That is for sure. Let's go to Clark, Connecticut City. Good morning, Clark.
Hey, good morning, Sean and everybody.
Yes, sir.
How you doing this morning?
We're fine, sir. Thank you.
Hey, I was just calling to... weigh in on the bridge aspect. That sounds very similar to the Tappan Zee Bridge that they just rebuilt up in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Which is an incredible project. I believe that cost about $30 billion with a B, which was unbelievable. They renamed that bridge Mario Cuomo Bridge, which I don't really like.
Right.
They'll call it the Tappan Zee Bridge, but what they did there is they did add a side lane for pedestrians and bicycles, and it's kind of separate from the traffic. And they've kind of made it, it's like a cage so that it's almost impossible for somebody to jump off the bridge.
I have seen that. And also, it helps protect pedestrians from cars. But, if a car is going at a fairly high rate of speed, it's going to destroy that cage anyway. But it does discourage the jumpers unless they get really innovative and take bolt cutters with them, which, who knows.
Right, that's true. But there is like a Jersey wall. It's kind of like a concrete barrier that kind of separates them. It's a sidewalk, and, there's joggers. It's kind of nice. I mean, eventually, if it comes to us rebuilding the bridge, it'll, you know, it would probably be the way to go. I think that's a better project than the windmills.
Yeah. All right, well, you know, we'll see, because I know a lot of folks in the Eastern Shore would love to have it. The question is, it's going to be expensive. $17 billion is the estimate in 2025 dollars. It probably will be way above that by 2032 when they start building this bridge. And two spans, by the way. And it may actually, when I get government estimates, I usually double or triple them. So I think we're going to start around $30, $35 billion, and it may go higher than that. Clark, thanks so much. Appreciate your call on that. Meanwhile, Bill Ferguson, and by the way, I said Kathy Zalega was minority leader. She's minority whip. That was my, I misspoke. Jason Buckle is the minority leader. Bill Ferguson does not like the redrawing of the maps done in secret. He says, at a moment when other states are moving aggressively to redraw maps, and with some already signaling they want Supreme Court to weaken or effectively nullify key protections in the Voting Rights Act. Again, that's this is Senator Alsobrooks, excuse me. She said Maryland cannot afford to sit on the sidelines. Now, Bill Ferguson said it's irresponsible what they did with the governor's redistricting commission. Said it lacks transparency, given that the oral and written testimony the commission has received show Marylanders overwhelmingly oppose redrawing Maryland's maps to eliminate its lone Republican congressional seat. Let's see, of course, the mayor out there in Western Maryland, Ray Morris, he said that a lot of his colleagues are opposed to this. And you look at it, I think it was House Minority Leader Jason Buckle called the commission a farce, which it is. And we said that from the beginning. But here's my take on this, because the last time they tried to do this, they got a Democrat judge ruled against them in their redistricting battle. And I think they're going to meet the same fate here, because there's no way I think you can redraw these districts without it being partisan, political gerrymandering, and even racial gerrymandering as well. And I think the courts, it will not survive a court challenge. And I think we heard from Delegate Zalega that she plans to sue.
We will be suing the state if he pushes forward with this, and the voters expect better.
So at the end of the day, 7-1, which Democrats want 8-0, could end up being 6-2. And that might be a benefit. Maybe we just let it happen and let the Democrats implode. 7:30, time for news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Angela Alsobrooks, who chairs the Governor's Redistricting Advisory Commission, has issued a statement on the panel's decision to recommend new congressional maps. Alsobrooks says at a moment when other states are moving aggressively to redraw maps, Maryland cannot afford to sit on the sidelines. She says the commission has a responsibility to move forward so the next Congress reflects the will of the people and can serve as a real check on this president. Also, Brooks is also asking Marylanders to submit their map ideas for consideration over the next 2 weeks by sending an email to grac@maryland.gov. A Catonsville man has been sentenced to 40 years in federal prison for carjacking and kidnapping. Last year, a federal jury convicted Dennis Hairston on 2 counts of kidnapping, 2 counts of carjacking, 2 counts of robbery affecting commerce, and a firearms charge. Hairston and co-conspirators posed as police officers in 2021 to kidnap and torture people they wanted to rob. In one case, they used a blowtorch to get information about the check cashing business where the victim worked. A former Maryland Department of Health police officer has been sentenced for misconduct in office. Captain Hunt received a sentence of 1 year in prison with all but 30 days suspended, followed by 1 year of supervised probation. According to the statement of facts, Hunt attended college courses at UMBC during her scheduled work shifts without authorization or approval and submitted timesheets indicating she was working. In addition, Hunt was driving her state-owned vehicle to college courses on weekends and while off duty and falsifying the mileage logs. 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, Sean Casey with Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. You know, I've known you for years now, Vinny, but today I actually found out a few things I didn't know. I was shocked to find
find out that 72% of licensed agents didn't sell any homes in 2024. You, on the other hand, sell a home just about every 31 hours. And even more impressive, your business has been built on giving back to our local community, including your work over at Johns Hopkins Children's Center.
Thanks, Sean. Yeah, we've been blessed over the last 22 years, and our Go Serve Big mission gives back to the community that has supported us. In fact, I just announced our latest initiative, giving back to a local family in need. I'm going to waive my commission to help a family in need of buying or selling a home this fall. If anyone listening knows somebody who has struggled in any way and needs my help, I want to hear about it.
Vinny, that's amazing. And if you know a special family who needs Vinny's services, let him know the details. You can call or text Vinny today at 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
It's 7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
That line of heavy rain now in northern Baltimore County, so up into the area north of Hereford and up around the line. Be on the lookout for that. It's moving to the south and west with that line. I'm looking at the heavy rain now on 795 at McDonough Road, back around 795 Franklin Boulevard. So it's all coming in from the north and west, and it's raining pretty hard right now, and there's a lot of ponding on the roadways. We can see the spray from the vehicle, so it's going to have an impact. The other big impact right now is a wreck in the left-hand lane northbound on the BW Parkway coming up to the area at Hanover Road. It's north of Route 100, single lane only northbound. There's at least a 10, maybe 15-minute delay on 295 north. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are starting the day off with some rain and some downpours along with some gusty winds. Temperatures begin in the mild upper 50s, but winds pick up and gust up to 50, 55 miles an hour today. And that ushers in much colder air by tonight, bringing us back into the mid-20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
This 735 Sports Report is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Good morning, sports fans. Jack Gilden reporting for Gary Stein. Gary will return on Monday. Rosters are already starting to take shape for the next World Baseball Classic, which is coming up in March. The international games are set for Miami, Houston, San Juan, and Tokyo. Team USA recently locked down some major pitching commitments, something it had lacked in previous years. Signed on for the Americans are Major League stars such as two-time American League Cy Young winner Tarek Skubal of the Tigers and 2025 National League Cy Young winner Paul Skaines of the Pirates. Other arms include innings champion Logan Webb of the San Francisco Giants and star closers Mason Miller of the Padres and David Bednar of the New York Yankees. It's good news if Yogi Berra was right when he said that 90% of the game is pitching and the other half is mental. Incidentally, the Orioles star shortstop Gunnar Henderson has also committed to play for Team USA. And now, on to the Ravens. Today is Purple Friday, and the city's amped up for Sunday night's big matchup with the New England Patriots. Belichick and Brady are long gone, but the winning continues in Foxborough under new coach Mike Vrabel and his protege, babyface quarterback Drake May. May is only in his second season, but he's already a serious MVP candidate and a very dangerous man out on that field. The stakes couldn't be any higher for the Ravens. If they lose, they'll sink below 500 yet again, and they'd be just about done. If they win, the reward will be two more pressure-packed, must-win games the next 2 weeks against Green Bay and Pittsburgh. The time now is 7:36. When we come back, who will coach Baltimore next year?
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
Well, Sean, I was being a little facetious when I said who will coach Baltimore next year. My real question for you is, will Coach Harbaugh coach Baltimore next year, especially if they lose Sunday night?
If they lose Sunday night or out of the playoffs, I don't know, $16 million a year is a lot of dough to not advance to and play in the Super Bowl.
You know, not to tell any tales out of school, but I'm making $16 million a year reading sports at WCBM.
That's right. Well, but it's all in Monopoly money, Jack, so, you know, hopefully you'll find some use for it down the road at some point.
I think Coach Harbaugh, I mean, he's been a great coach over the years. They've always put together those competitive teams, but they have not really excelled in the postseason.
At some point, you got to get above over the hump, you know, and it's all about winning. And look, he's a great coach, obviously. He's got a lot of great winning record, but at the end of the day, people want the Super Bowl championship, so including the owner. That's going to make the decision.
He's going to the Hall of Fame, but he's probably not coming back next year, I don't think.
All right, Jack.
Have a great day.
You do the same. 7:37, 23 before the hour of 8 o'clock. I think some phone calls here this morning. By the way, the best of Casey & Company, you can catch every day, WCBM.com, Facebook, Rumble pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Ron is on the Eastern Shore in Denton. Good morning, Ron. Ron could not hang with us, and he fell out of the cell. Call us back. Barbara in Baltimore, good morning.
I'm in the nick of time. Hello, how are you? Great show. I just wanted to say this about Maryland, the redistricting issue. I'm so glad to find out to hear the Republicans are going to sue, okay? Because maybe 10 years ago, starting to sue these Democrats over the crap they've done with all this redistricting. Districts drawn by race, which is going to be illegal, mm-hmm. And I think the Supreme Court is going to strike it down anyway. And as for the money for bridges and building roads, most states that are building roads and bridges and all of that, they have businesses, manufacturing companies moving into their area to justify all these expenses. I haven't heard of any big manufacturers coming here to Maryland. And I just recently came back from the South. You won't believe the boom that's going on. From once you get south of the Mason-Dixon, commerce, building companies that are coming there to justify the expenses of expansion. Why are they expanding here? For the tourist trade?
Yeah. Well, I think that's one of the benefits that the official talked about, somewhere between $17 and $23 billion in construction jobs and attracting companies.
For the roads?
For the bridges.
No manufacturing, yeah. But just roads for right. People to go to Ocean City, walk up and down the boardwalk, and hope you don't get knocked in your head anymore.
So I'm going to put you down on the column of you're opposed to the Bay Bridge expansion.
Like everything else, it just doesn't make sense, Sean. It just doesn't make sense.
It just knows that we're going to get fleeced in the end. That's what one thing we can count on if we live in the state of Maryland is that we're always going to have to pay. We don't even have to question who. We know it's us.
I know. That's why the first step of getting my car registered in South Carolina is happening January 1st.
Uh-oh.
Finally.
You checking out?
Got to go.
Yeah.
Because it's only going to get worse.
No, you're right. With the progressive supermajority, and they're on steroids now with one of their own, Jocelyn Peña Melnick, the new speaker. She's a lot more to the left.
The Republicans are ineffective.
Yeah, there is no opposition party.
Yeah. And just not fighting hard enough. I mean, there's some good souls out there fighting.
Yep, there are some individuals, but as a party, yes. As a group, they are about as useful as memory glands in a bowl.
One last thing, Sean, if I could just say this. Laura Trump should not have left the RNC.
Oh, okay.
Laura Trump leading and Michael Wadley, now he's running for office. What has happened to the RNC?
Yeah, they've vanished. Poof, into thin air. All right,
thank
Barbara.
You.
Thanks so much.
Day.
Merry Christmas if I don't talk to you. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's go to Carol in Columbia. Morning, Carol.
Hi. Merry Christmas, Sean.
Merry Christmas.
About the bridges?
Yes.
Why wouldn't you leave at least one of the older ones in place and convert that to bicycles and pedestrians?
So if you convert that to bicycles and pedestrians, I don't think there's that much traffic to justify an entire bridge for bicycles and pedestrians.
But it costs a lot to take a bridge down.
Yeah. Yeah, it's also going to cost more to put two new ones up.
It's been suggested maybe if you just put shoulders on the existing bridges, if you construct shoulders, that would kind of fix that problem, and it wouldn't be as costly, and just fortify the existing spans with shoulders and whatever's needed, and that would cost us a lot less. Because here's the problem, and Carol, thanks for your suggestion. The problem is, you get now, what do we have? We've got, five lanes? We got three going over, two coming back, right? That's five lanes. And it's already a bottleneck on either side at Sandy Point and on the other part, other side of the... If you introduce three more lanes, it's just going to continue to bottleneck there, isn't it? I mean, I just don't... I could be missing something. I'm not a traffic engineer, but I'm a common sense guy. If you take bridges that are already backing up at Sandy Point and on the other side... of the bridge on the first part of the Eastern Shore, coming over either way, it's just going to back up. There's going to be more congestion. The bridge on the traffic might be not as congested, but you are going to eventually back up, especially, I think, heading from, heading eastbound over the at Sandy Point over to the other side. Get your thoughts on that as well. 410-922-6680. If you want to play Choose Your Fake News, now would be the time to give us a call. Reserve your spot. We got some WCBM merch up for grabs for you. And that's 410-922-6680 or 1-800-WCBM-680. Time once again for traffic weather on the threes. Now with the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Brought to you as a service of the Baltimore Blast. There is a new wreck and a medicant that just went out to the scene. White Marsh Boulevard at Campbell Boulevard over on the east side of Baltimore County. So keep an eye out for that. It's going to be some road blockage there as well. We've had delays on the BW Parkway northbound. The wreck is up around Hanover Road, so we're backed up to Route 100. Only the right lane was open at that accident scene. And then going south, leaving Fort Meade, we had a wreck on the shoulder on the Parkway southbound between 197 and 198. And we're backed up there just as well. So, again, we have the heavy rain coming in from the north and west. Already we've seen the heavy rain up on 83, now approaching 795, the northwest side of the Beltway. And in some areas, it's pouring pretty good right now. So we're going to have to factor that in. There are still some delays, but it's not as bad as it was earlier as we make the move into both the harbor tunnels. The Baltimore Blast are on the road tonight at the Milwaukee Wave, and their next home game is Saturday, December 27th, against the Milwaukee Wave. Tickets are available at Towson University at BaltimoreBlast.com, at Ticketmaster.com also for more information. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is time for your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Rain today, downpours, heavy at times, gusty winds, one of Chuck's old flames, 55 miles per hour, blowing in the colder air.
Didn't she work here?
She did.
Okay.
She was his traffic assistant. She was. She held his cone.
She did a lot of undercover work.
Oh, my God.
The temperatures are going to drop into the mid-20s by tonight.
Oh, I'm going to hear about that.
Yes, you are. Millersville right now has got 55. It's 54 in Forest Hill. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Robert in Middle River is our contestant. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, everyone. How are you all doing?
We're doing fine. You ready for the holidays?
We're getting close.
Okay.
Right. How about you all?
You got 6 days. Yeah.
Almost
got all done. All right, here we go.
All right.
Want to go first, second, third, or last?
Yeah, I'll go first.
First. All right, Robert. Good luck to you. Story one. In Pennsylvania, a figure of baby Jesus was stolen right from the nativity in Jeanette. A video has surfaced from Monday night showing three young people running off before 8:30. One of them was carrying what appeared to be the baby Jesus in the manger. So they want to make sure police are trying to get it returned to its rightful place and are appealing to the public. Please return baby Jesus. Story two, after the Kennedy Center renaming yesterday to the Trump Kennedy Center, the president joked that if the Oscars really wanted to be saved, and he would volunteer. He said he would help promote the annual award show. And he said, basically, they're going to be moving to YouTube next year, so they're going to be living in obscurity anyway. And Trump said, I'll help the Academy and whatever they need, branding, promotion, with one condition, that they rename the Oscar the Trumpies. And story three, Oak Lawn United Methodist Church in Dallas twisted sacred Christmas nativity. They put it into a propaganda tool. The display of the nativity features an empty altar inside the church, slapped with a mocking "ICE was here" sign, while figures of Mary and Joseph are locked in barbed wire cages on the steps, again without baby Jesus, who was taken by ICE. All right. Story one, Pennsylvania sees baby Jesus stolen from the nativity. Story two, Trump says he'll help the Oscars only if they rename it the Trumpies. Or story three, a church in Dallas mocking ICE with a vacant baby Jesus in that nativity scene. All right, we'll start with Robert.
Well, I could be wrong, but I think you oversold number two. I think that's the fake one.
All right. Robert goes for story number two. Maggie?
I go with story number two. Absolutely.
Maggie goes for number two. Kristen?
Yeah, I mean, I could see Trump joking about that. I think if he hosted, that would get the ratings up. He's a better stand-up comedian than all the current ones we have. But I agree. I don't know they went that far, so I agree. Number two.
And Whiskey Nuts?
Three.
The Whiskey Nuts goes for story number three. Story one, baby Jesus stolen from the Nativity. That is a true story out of Jeanette, Pennsylvania. Story number three, the ICE Nativity scene in Dallas. Also a true story.
Sad.
Story two, the Trumpies. That is our fake news story of the day.
Of course it was. That was too easy.
Okay. Well, why didn't you pick it then, Mr. Too Easy?
Because okay. I am different.
You're very different.
I've always been different.
You're over easy.
A unique individual, and it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay to be different.
Yes. Yeah. He's very...
on my shirt.
He's a unique kind of guy.
Yeah, you got a unique up on him.
Oh, man.
I know. It's the end of the year. He's gone through the entire Rolodex, Robert, so pay no attention to him.
It's all right, Robert.
Hey, Merry Christmas to all of you.
Merry Christmas.
All right, we'll put you in hold, tell you how to get your prize. Thanks for playing the game. Appreciate that. Chuck is back to take another shot of Bailey's and hopefully regroup.
You know, listen, at this point in time, it's just better to be different and have fun.
Yeah, it is. You are a fun guy. How was Debbie's birthday, by the way?
It was fun.
Yeah,
very nice.
Where'd you go?
She went out to breakfast, and we went out.
Did you take her to Buffet City?
Get out of here! You know, come on, never been in the damn place. Fake news.
Fake news. Never. You've never stepped foot in there.
I've never even been in their parking lot.
So you're challenging the waiter source that we had that was working there at one time.
Yeah, right. That's fake news. As we know.
Okay.
Really fake news.
Aren't you at least curious to check it out?
No.
No.
Not my kind of food.
Oh, you don't like Asian food?
I do.
Oh, but not that kind of Asian food?
No.
All right. Very good. I'm glad we got to the bottom of that thing.
I don't like anything. No, whatever. I'm going to get in there and start influencing people the wrong way. Jeez. See how you get painted into a corner? Just that fast.
All right, sir.
You don't like this. You don't like this.
Choose Your Fake News, brought to you by Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, and make that dream a reality.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're looking for a reason to smile again, visit the Smile Design Center in Lutherville. Dr. Lairfield will provide exceptional care with comfortable, friendly, chairside manner. They're using the latest technology, 3D printing, digital scanners, and lasers to make your dental experience faster, easier, and more precise. From simple cleanings to full smile makeovers, they handle all phases of dentistry so you can get your smile back in just a few visits. Call Nicole at the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and visit smiledesigndoctor.com. Mention WCBM for a first patient special offer.
Hi, everyone. This is Congressman Andy Harris. Representing Maryland's priorities in Congress and providing top-notch constituent service is at the heart of everything my team does. We've had great success helping Marylanders with expedited passports, visa processing, veteran benefits, Medicare, Social Security, retirement issues, IRS issues, and much more. If you need help navigating a federal agency, including the IRS, Social Security, the VA, or Medicare, please give my office a call at 202-225-5311. We're also happy to help coordinate U.S. Capitol tours, take your comments, and provide legislative updates anytime. I also want to invite you to sign up for my e-newsletter. This is our most popular form of communication with constituents, and I share legislative updates, recent meetings, upcoming events, and much more. Sign up today at harris.house.gov. It's my honor to serve you and your family in Congress. Thank you. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Hey, Baltimore, how does guaranteed income that you cannot outlive sound to you? Great, right? Then call Adam Waske, president of Hartford Life Group. He's been helping people get the most out of their finances for over 15 years. Adam will grow your money without risk. Yep, you heard that right. Growth without risk. You can also enjoy an up to 20% cash bonus with no fees. And you heard that right as well. Learn more about Adam Waske. Go to HartfordLifeGroup.com.
This holiday season, here are a few of your favorite things. Casey and Company, Kim Klasick, Rob Carson, and Sean Hannity. Your talk radio, 680 WCBM.
Happy Hanukkah to all our Jewish listeners as, again, the Festival of Lights. Got a lot of latkes, got some gelt, and, of course, enjoying the holiday season. That is what it's all about. So we wish you a very happy Hanukkah. And we're just 6 days away from Christmas right now. 7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
It's raining at the Bay Bridge, but no incidents. Three lanes are open west, two eastbound. And as you get over towards the western shore, nothing major right at the Severn River Bridge or Ritchie Highway. The morning backup is there. The usual spot, I-97 southbound at Route 32. It gets better after the bridge at 178. The visual that you'll see as you come onto the bridge and you start westbound, the line of very dark clouds out in the distance. That's the next line of rain that's coming in. You can see it from Annapolis way out there, and eventually it's going to be on top of the entire area. We're already getting some of that heavy rain north and west. New wreck, Baltimore County, White Marsh Boulevard at Campbell Boulevard. They were still working on the wreck on the BW Parkway northbound after Route 100. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast today, starting with rain, downpours, heavy at times, gusty winds, temps in the upper 50s, and the cold front coming through, going to drop everything back down into the mid-20s tonight. I was actually looking at the long-range forecast. It was crazy. Looked like it could be near 60 by Christmas Day next week. So, but those long-range models don't always hold up, so keep that in mind, that is for sure. So right now, we're looking at 54 in Bel Air, and it is 56 in, Severn. There you have it, 754. Again, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Last night in Phoenix, America Fest, called AmFest. That is the gathering of Turning Point USA. It's an annual gathering. This is the first one without Charlie Kirk, as you might imagine. But it was packed to the rafters, and Charlie's widow, Erica, has had an interesting week, to say the least. I don't know if you saw the Candace Owens, Piers Morgan interview, but that is one for the ages, folks. It is pop the popcorn for that one. But Erica Kirk, she did what she had to do and meet with Candace privately. She hasn't said a lot about it, other than that it was a productive meeting. And then, of course, Candace's unit used it for nothing but content, good or bad, since then. But anyway, Erica was addressing the crowd last night and talked about the remarkable growth of the Turning Point USA chapters, not just in college campuses now, but down all the way into high schools as well.
140,000 plus get involved requests have been submitted since 9/10.
And the fact, what is the agenda, the new agenda? It's always been the agenda of Turning Point USA. In fact, Charlie Kirk was instrumental in getting President Trump elected in 2024. I don't think without him, without Turning Point USA, and without some other key individuals, it would have results would have been different. That's what I believe. And here she reveals what the agenda is going forward.
We're going to ensure that President Trump has Congress for all 4 years. We are going going to get my husband's friend, J.D. Vance, elected for 48.
Hopefully, from her lips to God's ears. But the other thing I wanted to comment on is that many people don't realize what a bill of attainder is. And it comes from the French word, attain, which means to convict. And going all the way back to our revolutionary days, there were states and their individuals trying to punish British loyalists. And then later on, of course, the Confederates. And states would pass laws that would punish these individuals. And they would do it without any kind of court trial, which is a violation of the Constitution. So in our Constitution, we now have a Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1. It says no state shall pass any bill of attainder, a bill of punishment, a bill to convict any individual without a court trial. It's against the Constitution. And yet, here we have now a reparations commission that's going to study, they're going to try to punish a group of people. I don't know which group yet, but that's the goal here, right? The goal is to try to punish a group of people for the original sin of slavery. And unless you plan to have some kind of mass trial, or if you're going to give every single individual that you're accusing of enabling or aiding and abetting slavery, that's not going to pass the Supreme Court. There's not, it's unconstitutional. Governor, are you listening? Of course, Governor Moore vetoed it, so he did. But he doesn't want any study. He just wants to go right to the punishment. So I think it's time that somebody's got to start consulting the Democrat supermajority about the constitutionality of their actions. Because this is going to be a monumental waste of time and money and effort, because it will get slapped down at the Supreme Court. And other states have been slapped down, like Missouri and others in the past, for passing what's called a bill of attainder, a bill of a punishment against an individual or a group of people without a court trial. Vinny Steers, your home sold guarantee realty. Vinny and, of course, his agents, their job is to sell your home, and they'll do it as quickly and as easily as possible. They have all sorts of programs they've designed to accelerate that. But the bottom line is they've got the biggest one. It's the 13,000 buyers that are ready, willing, and able to purchase your home, and before it even hits the open market or the MLS. So that's their specialty. That's what they do with all sorts of programs, and all you have to do is come out and they'll or call them, they'll come out, and you agree on asking price, agree on time frame, and once you agree on both, sign the contract and the dotted line, your home is guaranteed to sell. It's that easy. Here's the number, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. And you can tell them Sean Casey told you to call. Appreciate that. All right, coming up next, Governor Moore's on the agenda of the next session. Well, a little bit later on, we'll go on the House with Delegate Nino Mangione, so stay with us.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680,
WCBN, Baltimore. Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Washington, D.C.'s Performing Arts Center, an American cultural landmark, is getting a new name. A name that has some Democrats seeing red.
On several occasions this year, President Trump joked about adding his name to the Kennedy Center. But now, the name change is happening. The president's hand-picked board has voted to rename it the Trump Kennedy Center. Democrats say only Congress has the power to change the name, and that the board, who is chaired by Donald Trump, had overstepped its legal authority. Some members of the Kennedy family call the move unacceptable. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The man wanted for the deadly Brown University mass shooting has been found dead. Former Brown student Claudio Neves Valente's body was found in a storage unit in Salem, New Hampshire. Providence, Rhode Island Police Chief Oscar Perez.
Extremely proud of this department, actually the officers, the detectives, the real-time crime center, the community response team, the intelligence division, the narcotics division, the task force.
He says they all work together to solve the case. Still no word, though, on a motive. No more federal funding of transgender surgery for minors. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy says new regulations have been issued.
The first rule of our hospitals that participate in Medicare and Medicaid, which is almost every hospital, from performing these dangerous and harmful procedures. The second rule prohibits the federal Medicaid dollars from funding sex-rejecting procedures on minors.
Barring a successful appeal, Wisconsin Judge Hannah Dugan could be sentenced to up to 5 years in prison, convicted of felony obstruction for helping an illegal immigrant escape ICE agents. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 13 points, while the Nasdaq futures are 82 points higher. S&P futures better by 13 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Good morning. You're listening to Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Back up on 895 is still right around the Erdman Avenue ramp, and it basically it's crawling because the heavy rain has now arrived there. And I mean, it went from kind of light conditions through there to very heavy rain and very dark right now for the traffic on 895 South. So be prepared for that. You're going to run into that all the way down as you're going into the Old Harbor Tunnel, 95 next door at last check. And looking at it live here now, the traffic is coming out of the tunnel southbound on 95. The heavy rain is up around the Toll Plaza area. And again, it's very heavy rain right now in that area. That rain still coming in from the north and west and dumping a lot of heavy rain right now. The wreck of White Marsh Boulevard at Campbell Boulevard apparently has four vehicles involved. Road blockage there. Couple of accidents earlier on the parkway. One was northbound after Route 100. The other wreck was on the shoulder southbound between 197 and 198. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are starting the day off with some rain and some downpours along with some gusty winds. Temperatures begin in the mild upper 50s, but winds pick up and gusts up to 50, 55 miles an hour today. And that ushers in much colder air by tonight, bringing us back into the mid-20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
57 degrees in Edgemere and 57 in Joppa Town. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Vinny Steo. As Amy said, it's going to be a blustery day in the Baltimore area. The National Weather Service says a wind advisory remains in effect until 7 this evening with 20 to 25 mile per hour winds out of the west, with gusts of up to 55 miles per hour possible. The gusty winds will blow around unsecured objects, including holiday decorations, and there's a chance of downed tree limbs that could cause power outages. The Maryland Transportation Authority is reminding drivers to be prepared for wind warnings, restrictions, and the potential for temporary traffic holds on bridges. The Maryland Redistricting Commission's decision to recommend new congressional maps is not sitting well with state Republicans. The decision was made Thursday, and House Minority Leader Jason Buckle tells the Baltimore Sun the governor put together a highly partisan commission to solve a problem that doesn't exist. Republican Delegate Kathy Chalegas tells the Sun that the state is facing a massive budget shortfall, audit failures, and crushing electric bills. And the governor should focus on solving real problems, not playing political games. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 796, the pick four, 2985. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. Evil is widespread. It's everywhere. We can start with the moral decadence and loss of values in America today, the culture where anything goes, including the killing of 65 million unborn babies over the last three generations. That alone is unspeakable. It wasn't long ago that Planned Parenthood started harvesting babies' hearts while they were still beating. Joseph Mengele would be proud. And Satan is still in the business of buying men's souls. But evil thrives when God is removed from a society. And our secular humanist government removed God a long time ago from public schools and the public square. In spite of our founding documents claiming otherwise, Barack Hussein Obama said we are no longer a Christian nation. And he was right. We're not. And we continue to watch evil triumph because we continue to watch good men do nothing. I plead for God's mercy as he is the only one who can save us from ourselves. This is Pastor David Lewis, and this has been today's Moment of Truth.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
This 805 Sports Report is brought to you by the Comfort Guys, Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Good morning, sports fans. Jack Gilden here, sitting in for Gary Stein. Gary will return on Monday. Last night, on Thursday Night Football, a heavyweight matchup for supremacy of the NFC West, and the Rams and Seahawks, with identical 11-3 records, did not disappoint. Thanks in part to two Sam Darnold interceptions, the Rams were riding a comfortable 16-point lead late in the fourth quarter. But it was Darnold who had the last laugh. After a special teams touchdown by Rashid Shaheed electrified his teammates, Darnold suddenly saw himself in striking distance. He threw one touchdown with time ticking off the clock and then another in overtime. If that wasn't enough pressure, he hit tight end Eric Sober for the two-point conversion and the 38-37 victory. That wasn't the Rams' only big loss of the day. They also got trounced on the field of public relations. Their star wide receiver, Puka Nacua, appeared on a live stream performing an anti-Semitic gesture for the show host, who said it would make a great addition to his touchdown dance. The Rams and the NFL did not agree. They both issued toothless statements, and then Nacua participated in last night's game anyway without a suspension. And apparently, karma is less of a bitch than a hoax. The offensive wide receiver had a hugely successful night, making 12 big receptions against the Seahawks for a whopping 225 yards. And from the West Coast, we go winging back to the East, where the Ravens will meet New England this Sunday night under the bright lights of national TV. The man to watch on the opponent's sideline is quarterback Drake May. He has the face of a baby and the arm of a stone-cold killer. He already has 23 touchdowns and a great chance of being named league MVP this year. The Ravens will have to contain and defeat May if they hope to continue their quest for the postseason. In 30 minutes, we'll ask the question, will it take an act of Congress to rename M&T Bank Stadium the Casey Center for Performing Football Arts? See you then. That, my friends, is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680-1800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, we're going to go on the House with Delegate Nino Mangione in about a half an hour. We're also going to take a look at the Speaker, newly elected Speaker of the Democrats here in Maryland, Jocelyn Pena Melnick, gave a shout-out to a convicted felon. And you'll hear what she said from the House floor the other day. And there are the Republicans lining up.
Huh? No problem with that.
You know? It's just incredible. And we'll also take a look at the Kayla Hamilton Act passed in Congress. So that's good news there as well. But our top story here today is Governor Wes Moore. What a year it has been for Governor Moore, presiding over the largest tax increase in the history of the state of Maryland, $1.67 billion. At the same time, running up another deficit, a structural deficit, which was never fixed to begin with, of $1.49 billion for fiscal year 2027. And, of course, now in an election year, now in a gubernatorial reelection year, he told us he would stand with the people over the MPRP power line project, and he hasn't lifted a finger. He hasn't done a single thing to stop it. He also said public safety is priority number one, and yet juvenile thugs continue to carjack, arm, beat civilians over the head with pistol whip them, etc. And he, other than getting rid of Vinny Schiraldi, nothing has really changed besides that. And Vinny's now up there consulting Mamdani. Who's got a bunch of... Mamdani just had to fire somebody from his staff that he appointed that was an anti-Semitic. He's not even in office yet. And he's already letting go people. How about that? But Governor Moore also said he's all about transparency. And we find out that the governor's redistricting commission met behind closed doors yesterday to recommend that they are going to now draw new maps and try to remove Andy Harris from his first district seat. So that's our governor, and he gave an interview with Fox 45 of the day and talked about he's a governor that's all about results.
The challenge, though, is that we have to be focused on results-based governance and not formula-based governance. Results are the things that we have to constantly go after. And if that means making adjustments to produce the kind of results that we're hoping for, then we have to be unafraid to do that.
Yeah, well, we've focused on those results, Governor, and your results suck. Sorry. That's kind of a harsh, crude way to put it, but they are just awful. Based on this year alone, you don't deserve to be reelected. And hopefully the Republicans, specifically Ed Hale or others, might have something to say about that. We're wishing. It's 8:13, traffic weather on the threes. Once again... I was talking about Ed Hale, Chuck. I know you got a little bit of a quiver in your voice.
I'm going to get me an elder abuse attorney.
Get Gelfman.
No, I said an elder abuse. He's already there.
That's right.
Can't have two old guys walking in. That sounds like a joke. Two guys walking to court.
That's right.
All right, well, the interloop of the Beltway here at Green Spring, that's slow. We had a lot of heavy rain that moved through. Now it's kind of lightened up a little bit again over on the northwest side. So the outer loop west side is not bad. I-70 down through Frederick Road, the interloop here through Green Spring, and over to the JFX. Then after the JFX, it's okay. It's still raining, but we're not getting that downpour that we were getting. The Parkville side is still getting some rain, and that's really slow coming over towards Hartford Road and eventually through Paring Parkway and up through that area. Let me just look over at the camera here. Paring gets a little better right there, and then going up the hill towards Providence Road. 895 has improved a little bit. Again, the heavy rain moved out, so now that's only backed up after O'Donnell Street, 95 at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and down through 395. All the lanes are open. White Marsh Boulevard is closed. Heads up for that. Eastern Baltimore County, White Marsh Boulevard closed. They're saying now between Pulaski Highway and the intersection at Campbell Boulevard, four vehicles were involved there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, your Fox 45 Weather Authority Friday forecast. You're not going to like it. Rain, heavy downpours, gusty winds, up to 55 miles per hour. And behind that, we are going to bring in a bunch of cold air. And we go from upper 50s today to mid-20s by tonight. Right now, rain for the next hour, 54 in Columbia, 54 in Owings Mills. From the birthplace of the Star-Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, time once again to mark America's 250th birthday celebration. Now, President Trump yesterday talked about Freedom 250, the big celebration next year for America's 250th birthday around Independence Day, of course, of 2026, all the way back to 1776. But it was on this date in 1777, General George Washington and the Continental Army began a winter encampment at Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, which would, lead to the crossing of the Delaware, if you remember that famous photograph, that portrait of Washington standing on the boat as they rowed across to the other side. 1958, U.S. satellite was called SCORE, Signal Communications by Orbiting Relay Equipment, launched aboard an Atlas rocket, transmitted the first radio voice broadcast from space. No, it was not Chuck Whitaker. But it was a 58-word recorded Christmas greeting from President Dwight Eisenhower. On this day in 1972, the splashdown of Apollo 17 ended the United States' manned moon exploration program. It's a beautiful day, astronaut Eugene Cernan said upon exiting the command module. And on this day in 1974, Nelson Rockefeller sworn in as Vice President of the United States under then-President Gerald Ford, who took over for Richard Nixon, who resigned. 1998, Bill Clinton became the second U.S. president to be impeached. Andrew Johnson was the first by the House of Representatives, which approved articles charging him with perjury and obstruction of justice. Like Johnson, he was acquitted by the United States Senate. And finally, in 2018, President Trump announced the full withdrawal of U.S. troops from Syria, declaring victory over the Islamic State. And that, of course, is the way it went down on this date in history. We celebrate our 250th birthday next Independence Day. And it's brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're looking for a reason to smile again, visit the Smile Design Center in Lutherville. Dr. Lairfield will provide exceptional care with comfortable, friendly, chairside manner. They're using the latest technology, 3D printing, digital scanners, and lasers to make your dental experience faster, easier, and more precise. From simple cleanings to full smile makeovers, they handle all phases of dentistry so you can get your smile back in just a few visits. Call Nicole at the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and visit smiledesigndoctor.com. Mention WCBM for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
By the way, remember the other day we did the nurse, the Target employee. She is a 72-year-old employee wearing a Charlie Kirk shirt. She was berated by this obnoxious activist nurse. Well, there's some good news coming on that, so I want to update you on that. And wait to hear, Kelsey Grammer has some very interesting advice for Trump supporters and Trump voters. We'll get to that coming up in just a second as well. More for the governor's interview and his 2026 agenda. So we'll get into that in just a moment. Joining us right now, Vinny Steele, your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, Sean. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. And this is going to be our last Friday for a while. We've got Christmas holiday enough coming up. So I want to wish you and everybody in your family Merry Christmas.
Same to you, Sean. Yeah. Thank you.
I can't believe we've come to our last call-in of the year here. And I have to say, it's been great having you each and every week and keeping us all updated on the real estate market and helping our listeners navigate all the twists and turns this year.
You know, Sean, it has been our absolute pleasure. You know, we've really enjoyed it. Looking forward to what awaits us in 2026. You know, we started the year predicting the shift in the marketplace, which happened in the springtime. And then the ever-changing sentiment and buyer behavior, which made having somebody knowledgeable in your corner more important than ever.
Yeah, knowledgeable is an understatement when it comes to describing all that you brought to the table this year to help both the buyers and the sellers. So Vinny, when you look back on the year, what were some of the most popular programs?
Sean, I would have to say that it's our fix-to-sell program and our guaranteed price. Even though somebody may have called us about getting a cash offer on their property, you know, most of the customers chose options that would ultimately yield them the most amount of money.
Yeah, indeed. Guaranteed price does that and fix it to sell, no doubt. That's one of my favorite things about your company is that you give options. I've heard you say that no one program is going to fit every situation. And with your variety of programs on the table, you can custom tailor a solution, and it may be something a home seller just never considered.
Yeah, Sean, you know, I think it's one of the greatest blessings of our company and why we opened. You know, while traditional real estate agents and investors, they offer one solution. We can choose the best solution based on the seller circumstances, and which most of the time is putting the most amount of money right into their pocket.
I think if someone is thinking of selling in 2026, they should give you a call to see how your solution would compare to another option they might be considering. And look, there's no obligation, right?
Absolutely, Sean. You are 100% right. We're going to be working over the holidays, you know, except for Christmas and New Year's. You know, we're closed those days. So if you want to explore one of our programs, like our guaranteed price, you can call or text us, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. And I just want to say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you, Sean, and your family, and everybody that's listening, and we look forward to being back on the radio next year.
All right, very good, Vinny. Same to you and yours, and we'll look forward to it in the new year. Vinny Steele, your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company. Thanks, Vinny. We'll talk to you in 2026, as they say. All right, still to come, the latest on the governor's agenda. Coming up, Delegate Nino Maggioni goes on the House, and Maryland's new House Speaker gives a shout-out to a convicted felon in her inaugural speech. We'll tell you who in just a second. It's 8:23. Traffic and weather on the threes once again. The king of all traffic is back at it. He never gives up, folks. He just is always there. As long as that bottles of Bailey's is right there next to him, he won't leave.
Come on, 9 o'clock.
All right, here.
There's a new line of heavy rain coming in, by the way. Just brought up the new radar. It's in Frederick right now on a line down through Leesburg and just west of Westminster. And this has more red and orange in it. So that could indicate the next round of heavy rain if it stays intact. So we'll watch that as it marches east. They're still working on this wreck northbound 295 on the parkway after Route 100 up around the bridge at Hanover Road, still blocking the left-hand lane. Been there for a long time now, and a big backup still there. The wreck on the southbound side of the parkway between 197 and 198 was off to the side, but I could still see some slowing as you're going south. Of course, the roadways are wet, and continue to watch your speed. Nothing major on any of the interstates right now. The big wreck that we had in Baltimore County, four vehicles completely closing White Marsh Boulevard in the area at Campbell Boulevard over on the southeast side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Friday into the weekend. Today, rain, downpours, heavy at times. Gusty winds up to 55 miles an hour. It's going to bring in a cold front. So temps drop into the mid-20s by tonight, and then it should be clear, but chillier tomorrow, as they say. 54 right now, raining in Annapolis, and it's 54 in Ellicott City. Let's take a phone call here from Rob in Pasadena. Good morning. Rob could not hang or fell out of the cell. So call us back, Rob. Governor Moore talked about his 2026 agenda for the upcoming session starting January 14th.
You are going to see in this next session, we're going to focus on things like energy cost and energy prices. You're going to see in the next session, we're going to make it a little bit easier for people to get a break at their supermarkets. So you are going to see how that's going to continue to be an issue that this administration is going to focus on.
Yeah, but I don't know how you're going to do that. How are you going to focus on energy costs when you have the Climate Control Solution Act of 2022, which has led to these astronomical skyrocketing and closing of coal-fired power plants and of course, mandating that there be no gasoline cars be sold by 2035, whatever the case. So I don't know how you might focus on them. I don't know if you're going to be able to reduce them or alleviate these to the ratepayers. And I don't know what he's going to be able to do at the grocery store. But by the time he gets around, we're already turning the corner with that inflation number that came out yesterday. So again, public safety, it's all been lip service. Investments in education, we've been down this road before with the blueprint of the future. That's going to have to be tweaked. I don't see any way they're going to be able to. I think what's going to happen here is they won't raise taxes per se in 26, but you are going to see some increased fees, permits, etc., and these aren't technically taxes. So they'll go up, and they'll wait till after the election of 2026, and then the following session in 27 is when we are going to get hammered. here in the state of Maryland. Unless, of course, you work very hard to elect a new governor here in the state of Maryland. And so if you're living here, residing here, and you're already complaining about the cost of living, and if you're still hanging in and not leaving the state, and you want to stay here and retire here, then I think we're pretty much, maybe not at the bottom of the barrel, but we can see it from where we're at right now. And that's not good for the rest of us. So just keep that in mind for the rest of the day. So Maryland's new House Speaker, Jocelyn Pena Melnick, in her inaugural speech the other day, was calling out, singling out some of her mentors. She referred to some as so many sisters from other misters. And one of them was none other than old Healthy Holly author Catherine Pugh. Again, remember, she was convicted of fraud charges, served time in federal prison. In case you just forgot, in 2019, she pleaded guilty to fraud and tax evasion charges stemming from her having double-sold her self-published children's books to company executives, nonprofit directors. Sentenced in 2020, she left prison in 22, later on probation, with which a federal judge terminated in 24. But there was Pena Melnick recognizing Pugh, who was invited as a guest in the gallery among the onlookers, as a former senator who we conspired with so many times in this House and got into trouble. Former mayor of Baltimore, Catherine Pugh. Who uses the word conspire like that in an inaugural speech? Folks, this is the most corrupt state in the United States. And now we have a progressive Marxist who's the new speaker of the House in the Democrat Party, is invited, a convicted, maybe she has a personal friendship, that's fine. But that's a bad look, folks. You do not want to send the message on day one of your historic nomination and speakership that you're buddy-buddies with a convicted fraudster like Catherine Pugh. And the I would expect the Democrats to applaud it, but Republicans, Jason Buckle, no big deal. If that's who the speaker chose to invite as a guest, that's up to her. People can infer from it whatever they think is reasonable. Delegate Chris Boucher said he respected Pena Melnick's comments from his perspective as a fellow Christian. Okay, you can be a Christian and you can forgive, but we should never forget. Can you believe that? This is what passes for an opposition party. They are absolutely feckless. It's so sad. 829, Law Offices of Michael A. Freeman, there for you 24-7. Should you need them, they're there. Serious accidents resulting in serious injury, you get serious legal representation from Michael, from Stephen, from Rachel Alpert Freeman, from the associate attorneys, the paralegals, the legal secretaries. They even have an insurance person, used to work in the insurance industry, that they've hired so they know the ins and outs on all the wrinkles of the insurance companies and how they try to get one over on you when it comes to these kinds of accidents. So they've been doing this for 40 years. In the last 10 years, each and every year, one of the top 10 personal injury law firms in the state of Maryland. Hopefully, you will never, ever need their services. But rest of, take my word for it, my family and others, you're darn glad that they're there when you do. 410-363-6848, toll-free, 1-800-782-7203, online, maflaw.com. Coming up next, Delegate Nijo Maggioni goes on the House. It's 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Governor Wes Moore has appointed Katherine Thompson as acting secretary of the Maryland Department of Transportation. The governor says Thompson is a world-class public servant who has managed some of the most complex transportation systems in the country, and she's uniquely up to the task of leading the department. Thompson brings more than 30 years of experience in transportation, aviation, energy, and sustainability law, policy, and operations to the role. She most recently served as Deputy Administrator of the Federal Aviation Administration. Thompson will assume her post on January 7th. And Senate President Bill Ferguson says the governor's Redistricting Advisory Commission recommendation to redraw the state's congressional map is irresponsible. The commission made the decision on Thursday before a scheduled meeting, and Ferguson says clearly the commission's work was predetermined from the moment the GRAC was announced. The Democrat also says the commission lacks transparency since the oral and written testimony it's received shows Marylanders overwhelmingly oppose redrawing the maps before the 2026 election. The commission says the maps will be made public after Christmas, and members will hold two additional public meetings to gather feedback. The U.S. Coast Guard's 2026 sail training schedule for the tall ship Eagle will include a stop in Baltimore from June 25th through the 28th. Every summer, the Eagle trains the Coast Guard's next generation of officers with hands-on instruction in seamanship, navigation, and leadership. This year's voyage includes 13 port calls nationwide, including Baltimore, and the other sail 250 cities of New Orleans, Norfolk, New York City, and Boston in honor of America's 250th anniversary. The 295-foot, three-masted bark is the largest tall ship flying the Stars and Stripes and the only active square rigger in U.S. government service. It's 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
Every year, you put your trust in the school system to educate your kids, keep them safe, help them grow. Fox 45 News Project Baltimore makes sure they fulfill that promise to you by shining a spotlight on issues happening inside the classroom, by taking your concerns and frustrations straight to school leaders, and by echoing your demands for change. Fox 45 News Project Baltimore. We fight to save our schools.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so the wrecker has arrived now. This wreck on the VW Parkway northbound between Route 100 and Hanover Road is still there. It's blocking the left lane, but now the wrecker is there. I was wondering where the vehicle was. I didn't quite figure out what was going on. This vehicle is so far down in the trees that you can't even see it. So the guy with the wrecker, he's off the road by at least 100 feet or more, and he's down there hooking this thing up to bring him out of there. So it's going to be a little while. Right lane only on the Parkway northbound. The other wreck was southbound on the shoulder on the Parkway between 197 and 198. Pretty bad wreck. Four vehicles involved. White Marsh Boulevard is closed in the area at Campbell Boulevard between there and Pulaski Highway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are starting the day off with some rain and some downpours along with some gusty winds. Temperatures begin in the mild upper 50s, but winds pick up and gusts up to 50, 55 miles an hour today. And that ushers in much colder air by tonight, bringing us back into the mid-20s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
This 8:35 sports report is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Good morning, sports fans. Jack Gilden reporting for Gary Stein. Gary will return on Monday, and I'll go back to getting a decent night's sleep. We begin this morning with some somber and tragic news from the NASCAR community. Greg Biffle, officially one of the 75 best drivers in NASCAR history and a recent Hall of Fame nominee, was killed in a plane crash Thursday morning. Biffle was one of the top drivers on the circuit for 18 years. His plane went down near Statesville, North Carolina, shortly after takeoff yesterday morning. It exploded into fire upon hitting the ground. And compounding the tragedy, Biffle's wife, Christina, and his 14-year-old daughter Emma and his 5-year-old son Ryder and some of Biffle's friends were also killed in the crash. Craig Biffle was only 55 years old. On a much happier note, rosters are already starting to take shape for the next World Baseball Classic, which is coming up in March. Team USA recently locked down some major pitching commitments, something it had lacked in previous years. Signed on for the Americans are Major League stars such as 2-time American League Cy Young winner Tarek Skubal of the Tigers and 2025 National League Cy Young winner Paul Skaines of the Pirates. Other arms include MLB innings champion Logan Webb of the Giants and star closers Mason Miller of the Padres and David Bednar of the New York Yankees. Gunnar Henderson has also committed to play for Team USA. And finally, Thursday night football last night was an overtime classic. The Rams and Seahawks had identical 11-3 records. The Rams seemed to have the game in the bag with a 16-point lead in the fourth quarter. But a Seahawks special teams touchdown lit a fuse in Darnold, who then threw a touchdown to tie the game in regulation, and then another, and a 2-point conversion to win the game in overtime, 38-37. And don't forget Sunday night, it will be Ravens and Patriots in a grudge match at the bank. And that is Stein on Sports.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Hey, 37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. It is time to go on the house with Delegate Nino Mangione. Big week, special session and everything. So, morning, Nino.
Good morning, Sean. As always, happy Friday, and of course, Merry Christmas, happy holidays to everyone.
And a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you and your family as well. Let's talk with the UMBC poll that's out this week. People saying they prefer, I think it was like 41%, a approach to the budget deficit for 27, a combination of spending cuts and tax increases. So what do you make of that?
Well, this is an interesting poll. I would say it's pretty big news. First of all, the people of Maryland, I would say, in my opinion, Sean, clear message that Annapolis never listens, but that's another side of the discussion. But the poll, I think it was 800 Marylanders. The big part was 41% of this poll say that the state, which is facing, I believe, a $1.4 billion deficit just this coming year, should be fixed mostly through spending cuts. Not tax hikes, spending cuts. I've been saying this for years. We knew this was coming. I think another 40% of the polls said it should be combined.
Right.
But the key with spending cuts and some small taxes, it's like, okay, enough is enough. But only 10%, which I think this is a key part of the poll, want taxes and fees raised. And, I mean, how many of those 10%, I guess, are either not paying taxes or have so much money that they don't care. But for common sense Marylanders, people like us, Sean, we're saying loud and clear, stop coming back to the taxpayers for more money. I mean, the solution here is not to, I mean, people have budgets and they have to balance their budgets, what they're going to prioritize. Annapolis never seems to do that. The solution is not raiding family budgets, but taking money away from the politicians. That's the real solution, real spending cuts. That's how you solve this problem here. And let's be honest, I mean, people, Maryland has already one of the highest tax burdens in America. I mean, I know people feel that. I'm not sure how many people know the actual numbers themselves, but more than 10% of the income going to state and local taxes, families get crushed. But we also have some of the steepest combined income taxes in the country, thanks to rates that I believe are what, somewhere around 6.5%. Then you count, you have county piggyback taxes on top of that, over 3% in many cases. And Democrats in Annapolis, actually this past year, everybody, we've been talking about it since the end of last session. Higher vehicle taxes, the new tax on digital tech services, whether it was gambling or cannabis, things like that. Absolutely getting crushed. Businesses are getting crushed. We have one of the highest corporate taxes in the region. All of this combined, and finally, people are saying, and I know a lot of people like us have been saying this for years, but this, the tax issue, I mean, property tax is another one. We're the only state that has an inheritance tax and an estate tax. It's tax, tax, tax from this governor, from this Democrat supermajority. They raised record taxes last year, $1.8 billion. We know that they downgraded Moody's AAA bond rating for the first time in 50 years. So we need to stop pretending that the problem is not enough revenue. I've always said this. I'll continue to say it because they make it obvious every single session. We have a spending problem, not a revenue problem.
Yeah, you're right. And since most of the, by a slight majority, 41 say spending cuts only, and you point out the combined was like 40% of spending cuts and tax increases. But it is an election year. Let's be real. The last thing Democrats want to do is raise taxes during an election year. We'll get hammered next year, but not this year. I do think that, here's the question, $1.49 billion deficit for 27, and so they almost have to use the rainy day fund, don't they?
Yes, and one of the things they did last year, Sean, was not put money into the rainy day fund, and they call that a tax. One of the things they also did was passed on money that the state was spending before and made the counties now pick up that share. That's not a, or I said not a tax, that's not a cut. That's not a cut either. So real cuts means, let's say, for example, going through some of our government agencies, having the governor say, I want a 5% cut across the board, secretary, you know, such and such, figure it out. The state cannot keep going in this path. And then the governor, for example, was a failure lead in the beginning when he said we're going to have this huge hiring spree. And then he had to say, no, we can't do that. So it means stop hiring some of these state workers. Unfortunately, we can't keep growing the size of state government. It means actually having cuts across the board and agency, looking into waste and duplication of programs and so on, and figuring out how we can actually be serious about running the state efficiently without continuing to come back and nickel and dime in some cases, and then just outright higher earners are getting crushed and they're leaving. And it's just, and the governor to go around the media circuit and say that he created a surplus is one of the most absurd things that I have heard in my political career.
That's a good point. And speaking of state agencies, when we come back from traffic, the DHS, Department of Human Services, an employee there was using tax dollars for massages and trying to get...
What a story.
That is quite a story indeed. So we'll get to that in just a second. 843, traffic weather on the threes. With the update now, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, Marty gave us a call, actually texted us and said the traffic lights are out and they're actually on flash. A couple of areas, southwest side of the city, Monroe Street at Washington Boulevard, and then he ran up on one that was also on flash at Pratt Street at Fulton Avenue. So thanks for the heads up for that. Be careful on the west side. The wrecker is still here. They're pulling a vehicle out of the trees on the northbound side of the BW Parkway at Hanover Road. So we're backed up to Route 100. It's only a single lane to the right. It's been there for at least an hour now on the northbound side. The slowdown does continue. Baltimore County still closing White Marsh Boulevard at Campbell Boulevard over on the east side. And a four-vehicle accident cleanup is still underway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, rain, heavy at times, downpours throughout the day, gusty winds, maybe gusting up to 55 miles an hour. And after that, cold air, lots of it, dropping the temperatures from the upper 50s to the mid-20s by tonight. Right now, 54 in rain in Millersville. It's raining in 53 in Bel Air. On our Newsmaker Hotline, Delegate Nino Mangione said the story that this Department of Human Services employee spent $400 with her and her friends to get massages and then instructed the business owner how to invoice so that it would be paid under wellness activity. I think this kind of thing is just tip of the iceberg. I think this goes on all the time. What are your thoughts on that?
That's the big question. Yeah, this is just another perfect example, as I was just alluding to, why Marylanders do not trust Annapolis with their money. And you just mentioned the Department of Human Services has admitted they violated all the rules with the procurement rules here and charging taxpayers $400 for massages, then tries to cover it up. I mean, listeners, let that sink in, right? A government employee using your tax dollars to pay for massages, and I think it was a number of other people as well getting these massages, seven or eight people, whatever it was, and they tried to manipulate it, rewrite the invoice. $400, Sean, obviously, maybe a couple thousand if you had seven people, whatever. Not breaking the budget. However, this is such a gross and blatant violation, ethical lapse. And it, when you read and learn a little bit more about this story, the real question is, what have the consequences been? And we don't know, because the agency won't say anything. If anybody was disciplined or fired or even required to pay the money back, at the very least, total silence. And DHS now says it was referred to the Inspector General, but who confirmed, you know, what the rules were violated? And because there's no details, no accountability or transparency. And the governor is always going around, he loves to talk about transparency, Governor Moore. Well, where the hell is he now? Because this is such an insult to the taxpayer. We need to find out. We need answers. Was anyone fired? Did anyone pay the money back? Is the attorney general getting involved? And this is what happens. This is the point you just made, and I agree 100%. When government gets too big, too unaccountable, we've seen audit after audit talking about how not only unaccountable, but how it's just been run amok with some of our government agencies. And this case is such an abuse. And how many of situations like this are occurring? We don't know. We're finding out more and more. And this, again, while Maryland families are struggling with their bills, the taxes through the roof, and here are state workers paying for massages, and the governor and the legislature keep raising taxes and fees, and they're not being transparent whether they're even bothering to hold anybody accountable. It's just typical high spending, high taxes, zero accountability.
Now, this week we saw two stories. One, of course, was the lynching commission that is recommending that descendants of those who were lynched in the state of Maryland get $100,000. And we also saw the governor's, he vetoed the bill creating the reparations commission study, which was overridden by the legislature. Does anybody follow the Constitution down there or know the Constitution? Because Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1 states that no state shall pass a bill of attainder. A bill of attainder is any bill that punishes, either imprisons or fines, anyone without a trial. So, I mean, this whole thing may be an unconstitutional exercise, and that would be a monumental waste of taxpayers' money.
Well, yeah, reparations is a complete waste of taxpayer money, and let's just call it what it is. It's basically saying spend Maryland tax, hard-earned money, on race-based handouts. End of discussion, really, if you wanted to in that regard. But if you look, I mean, let's see, the Governor Moore finally did what we would agree with. We could talk all day why he may have done it, but he vetoed the bill. And, I mean, if you're a liberal Democrat, he's your type of governor, right? You would think him being a Democrat, members of his own party might respect that he vetoed the bill, but the legislature in Annapolis, the extreme far left is running this state. They ran right over their liberal Democrat governor. Obviously, I voted no. But what does this say, which is really the worrisome part to me, Sean, is that this is a priority to the Maryland General Assembly, that they would override a veto. Senators, your delegates, it screams out to me that Maryland is not a serious state. And we're not going to be we're going to continue not being a serious state. When you look at it, when we talked about this throughout the year, the $1.4 billion budget shortfall we just mentioned, you know the budget, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be a shortfall estimated over $5 billion by 2030. And yet this was still such a priority to the Democrats that they overrode their own governor despite the fiscal catastrophe we're in, the Moody's downgrade, and a number of other financial disasters. And there's no telling how much that this could potentially be a blank check, an absolute blank check for reparations. It's such a failure. If you look into this bill, there's actually a number of, under the commission's duties, to study what they would say is the benefits and some of the, for that are appropriate for the sin of reparations, basically. Some of those include property tax rebates, monetary compensation, business incentives, child care, debt forgiveness. It's a whole list, tuition payments, waivers, and that also, I mean, there's no telling how much that's going to add up to, and it's going to be paid for by you, the taxpayer. And it's very important to know not a single Republican voted for the reparations the other day. This is a Democrat only bill. The end result here, it's deeply unfair. We should never lose sight of the fact that, like you just, that was a huge point. Not a single person that lives in the state of Maryland today ever owned a slave. Not a single person that lives in the state of Maryland ever was a slave. Now we're going to be forced to pay reparations to people who never owned a slave, to people who were never slaves. It's an injustice. It's terrible policy. It wastes money, divides our state. Let's not forget that along racial lines. It sends us in the exact wrong direction.
Very good point, and we'll end on that one. Delegate, thank you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I know you'll be sitting in for me at part of the time, so we'll look forward to hearing and seeing you then.
Yep, look forward. Merry Christmas, Sean.
All right, take care. That's Delegate Nino Mangione going on the house. Time for the Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, because like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
I remember the other day we played this activist nurse that was in a Target. Jeannie Beeman, 72-year-old employee, was berated for wearing a Charlie Kirk Freedom shirt in a now viral video. The woman identified as Michaela Ponce. Her employer has over 6,000 calls demanding her to be fired or that she be resigned. The good news part is apparently they've already have a give-send-go fundraiser for Jeannie that's raised over $200,000 for her to go on a much-needed vacation. But she was asked whether or not she thinks the nurse who berated her with F-bombs and everything else, whether or not she should be fired.
I know people are calling for her to be fired for this. Do you think that that's right? Would you like that to happen?
No. I don't think that's right. Like, one saying I have is two wrongs don't make a right. You know, she wronged me, but I don't want to wrong her, or I don't want her wrong, because it's not going to make it right. I mean, that was her opinion. She's the one that put it on Facebook or put it on that. So, you know, but I really wouldn't want to see somebody lose their job over it.
Very definition of turn the other cheek. Brought to you by Town Appliance, off Reisterstown Road at Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi, everyone. This is Congressman Andy Harris. Representing Maryland's priorities in Congress and providing top-notch constituent service is at the heart of everything my team does. We've had great success helping Marylanders with expedited passports, visa processing, veteran benefits, Medicare, Social Security, retirement issues, IRS issues, and much more. If you need help navigating a federal agency, including the IRS, Social Security, the VA, or Medicare, please give my office a call at 202-225-5311. We're also happy to help coordinate U.S. Capitol tours, take your comments, and provide legislative updates anytime. I also want to invite you to sign up for my e-newsletter. This is our most popular form of communication with constituents, and I share legislative updates, recent meetings, upcoming events, and much more. Sign up today at harris.house.gov. It's my honor to serve you and your family in Congress. Thank you. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're looking for a reason to smile again, visit the Smile Design Center in Lutherville. Dr. Lairfield will provide exceptional care with comfortable, friendly, chairside manner. They're using the latest technology, 3D printing, digital scanners, and lasers to make your dental experience faster, easier, and more precise. From simple cleanings to full smile makeovers, they handle all phases of dentistry so you can get your smile back in just a few visits. Call Nicole at the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and visit smiledesigndoctor.com. Mention WCBM for first patient special offer.
The Rob Parson Show.
Hey guys, Friday on the show, the unusual suspects, Mary Walter, always entertaining and awesome. From the Daily Signal, Tony Kennett, and from Hollywood in Toto, Christian Toto.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Time for traffic and weather on 3's final report. Once again, here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new line of rain. If you see the radar, you have access to it. It's red. And it's on a line now from Hanover to Westminster going down towards I-70 and working its way down through that area. And it's red, and it just keeps moving east slowly but surely. It will envelop the Westminster area already in western Carroll County and coming right across the state line. So this is where the new heavy stuff is right now. So be prepared for that. Still working on the wreck. The wrecker is here. They're still pulling a vehicle out of the trees. The northbound side of the BW Parkway as you're coming north of Route 100. Only the right lane is open. Better now. Southbound on the parkway, that wreck at 197 is cleared. And it looks like Baltimore County is still working on the accident. They had injuries. They had four vehicles involved at White Marsh Boulevard, at Campbell Boulevard, and in the city, a couple of traffic lights are on flash on Rose Street at Washington Boulevard and Pratt Street at Fulton Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, going to be rainy. Downpours, heavy at times, gusty winds, going to be really blowing up the storm, 55 miles an hour. And then cold air coming through, dropping the temps back into the mid-20s tonight. And Kim's head just popped up. She goes, I'm comfortable right now. What are you going to try to do to me here? 55 in Ocean City. It's windy. 54 in Severn. By the way, I just wanted to mention Town Appliance. This is a great time of year to go see them. They still have great prices. They have 70 different brands on display there. Both Kim and I have been in the showroom. It is stunning. They're expanding the showroom there. Both mayors are incredible to work with. They're five-star service, competitive pricing. And now's the time to, whether you're just a single appliance or an entire kitchen, check them out.
Absolutely. Yeah. Their showroom is beautiful.
It is. It's kind of fun just to go there and see all the gadgets and features that they have.
Yeah. So I suggested they have like wine night.
Yeah, that's
and,
a good one.
Couples come in just so they can like walk around the showroom.
Yeah, they have little wine refrigerators.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think they should do that. Anyways, good morning, Sean. How are you?
Good morning. We're doing fine. What's coming up on the show?
Well, Brown University finally announced that they have, I guess, a suspected shooter that has been found dead. And then they linked it to the MIT shooting of the professor. You know, I think President Trump made the right call, Sean, in suspending temporarily this DV-1, the diversity, what is it? What is that called?
The diversity visa, the diversity lottery.
The lottery, right. He does it. He did it temporarily. I guess it's going to take a congressional vote to get that off the books. I think they need to act now. I mean, at this point, what else do you need at this point?
Yeah, I think with the travel ban of 39 countries now and basically pausing all immigration, you just have to do it. And here's a guy that was here for 25 years or so at least and never bothered becoming a citizen.
Right.
And why do we need a permanent resident alien here for 25 years that's not contributing to anything?
No, they don't care to become.
I think what's interesting is this guy and the MIT professor he allegedly murdered went to the same school in Portugal. Not only they were the same class,
Okay. Yeah. Well, a lot more updates are coming out. We're going to go through some of the updates that we have. Governor Westmore, you know, they say no kings, Sean, but Governor Westmore is pushing through with the redistricting commission. I tell you what, I actually sat and I listened to some of those town halls as people were giving their testimonies across the state. And most independents and some Democrats say they did not want this to happen, Sean, and they're still pushing it through. Angela Alsobrooks, our senator, didn't even bother to show up to half the meetings.
Well, don't you know that the governor more stands with the people?
Yeah,
he's all about transparency, except when they're holding closed-door meetings to come up with this.
Right. Didn't even
not a vote.
The senator,
Bill Ferguson. Consensus. It was a consensus, but it wasn't a vote.
Unbelievable. We're going to talk about that, of course. And then also more fraud uncovered in Minnesota. This is getting very interesting with the Somalian immigrants, because did you see they're also Massachusetts. There's also a situation there.
Massachusetts, the Maine, and all the Haitians in Massachusetts. So,
And we're going to talk about this in depth. I'm thinking, you know what? I wonder how many Democrats we're going to find at the bottom of these rabbit holes.
I've always said the before a government program hits the streets, they've always have already figured out a way to defraud it.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. So we'll talk about all that more.
All right. Coming up, we'll look forward to it. Thanks. Kim Klasick live at 9 o'clock. Right now, I'll tell you about Dr. Melissa Sagev and her incredible company, Audiology Associates. 10 locations to serve you throughout the Baltimore metro. They are, I think, a gentle, empathetic approach to whatever hearing issue that you might be having. And again, as I'd like to emphasize that we get physicals every year. We check up our car engines. Some of us get our eyes tested a year or every 2 years. You know, just ignore the hearing. I can't believe that we do that as a society. You should get your hearing checked, especially if you're having any symptoms of hearing loss, tinnitus, maybe you're having an earwax problem, whatever it is, get it done now. And a baseline hearing test is a good idea as well. So, again, your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Audiology Associates, they have been the most trusted name in Maryland for over 42 years, offices throughout the metro. Call 410-944-3100 or online aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call 410-944-3100. See you Monday. God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680.